The following is a production of Minor League Baseball, the Lynchburg Hillcats, and Virch. Welcome into another night of Lynchburg Hillcats Baseball. We are about 20 minutes from the start of tonight's game, and it's time for us to get you set for first pitch. Coming up over the next 20 minutes, we will preview the game with the pitching matchup and the starting lineups. We'll also sit down with tonight's pregame interview. And finally, we'll look around the Carolina League and update the standings. Hillcats Baseball is on deck, but first, to preview tonight's game, here's Connor Young.
Happy Saturday in Game 6. That's a weird thing to say out loud. Typically, Game 6 of the series is on Sunday, but today it is on Saturday night. Jason Prill filling in for Connor Young on the pregame, so Connor Young will be back with us sometime next week, and he'll be with you Friday, Saturday, and Sunday all by his lonesome, as I will be down at the Futures game with Ralphie Velasquez and Jason Churio. But that's well far in advance. Right now, it's Lynchburg and Salem getting set to wrap up their series. It's been quite an entertaining series so far. We've had our fair share of good games. If you look back at game number one, that was a back-and-forth ball game all the way up until the very end when the Lynchburg Hillcats would finally explode for six runs in their final two plate appearances. They were battling back and forth. Liam Carroll got ejected in the seventh, and from there, the Hillcats, they really pieced things together, and it was the end of the line for the Red Sox in game number one. The Hillcats would have no problem in game number two. Jackson Humphreys, one of his best starts of the season, 4 1/3, 7 strikeouts, 2 walks. As the Hillcats would pick up another shutout victory, 5-0. But they wouldn't score until the sixth inning, and that would become a theme for the next couple of nights. The Hillcats would lose in game number three as Salem, they fell behind 3-0, but they would explode. 3 in the 7th, 1 in the 8th, and then 7 in the 9th inning. To blow it wide open in their favor. Alonzo Richardson, he had a solid start, but he gave up 3 runs in that 7th inning and before he was pulled. He also had 3 strikeouts. He went a little bit longer than he probably should have. Noah Dean for Salem went 5 innings, 1 walk, 6 strikeouts. Boy, has Salem starting pitching been incredible in this series. On the 4th of July, that was an incredible baseball game. Lynchburg would try to tie things up in the 9th inning as they would send the tying run around third on a double by Ralphie Velasquez, and he would get gunned out at home plate. It was a bang-bang play. The reviews and the critics have been out in full force of the call as everyone has found their own opinion of it. I truthfully consider him safe, as do, dare I say, most people on both ball clubs. But nevertheless, the umpire called him out, and Salem would hold on to win a 5-4 victory. Lynchburg would try to battle back yesterday. They would fall down. Early on, as Salem would hold a 4-0 lead through the top of the 6th inning. Lynchburg would cut it to 4-3 after they would put 3 on the board courtesy of 2 wild pitches from Danny Kerwin in the 6th inning. The 8th, Salem would extend their lead one more after a career day by Albert Feliz. He finished a triple shy of the cycle and put Salem in the perfect position to win. They were up 5-3 going into the bottom of the 9th inning, with the Hillcats having the bottom of the order at the plate. They would load up the bases and would bring home 2 runs to tie it up. They would leave the bases loaded. Then in the 10th, the Hillcats would prevent the Red Sox from scoring. Juan Benjamin would start the inning on second base. An aggressive move to take off toward third, as McIlvaney would fire it off the glove of the third baseman into left field. And Benjamin would score on the air as the Hillcats would walk it off by a final score of 6-5 in 10 innings. So that brings us to tonight. Lynchburg has secured the series split. They will look for the series victory, which they have not split or lost a series with Salem yet this season. They've already dropped as many games this week as they have all season against the Red Sox. 2. Tonight, though, it'll be a tough night at the plate. Elmer Rodriguez-Cruz will get the start for Salem. Rodriguez-Cruz against his opponents in the month of June, he was outstanding. Did not allow an earned run in the month of June. That is over the course of 20 innings of work. He has gone 20 straight innings without allowing a run. His last run, mind you, came on May 31st against Lynchburg here at Bank of the James Stadium when he would only go three innings, giving up six runs. Four of them were earned on four strikeouts. So the Hillcats have had some success against Elmer Rodriguez-Cruz, but they're hoping to improve upon that here this evening and not let him continue his June form. For the Hillcats, it'll be Yorman Gomez. Gomez did pitch earlier in this series when he went 4 2/3, 8 hits, 3 earned runs, 7 strikeouts, and 1 walk. The right-hander has pitched well. He's 5-2 with a 3.76 ERA. His ERA has climbed every month this season, but they're hoping he can level it out in the month of July and settle it in for a nice ball game here this evening against Salem. Time to take a look around the Carolina League as we take a look at the standings first. Fredericksburg has been absolutely dominant. They're 11-3 on the season and in first place in the North Division. Lynchburg 3 games back. Carolina and Delmarva a couple games beyond that. Delmarva, though, they're tied with Salem and Down East at 6-8, 5 games out of first place. In the South Division, Charleston and Columbia lead the way at 9-5. Kannapolis 7-7. 2 games back. Augusta and Fayetteville, 6-8 in the second half, 3 games back of the leaders. And Myrtle Beach, tough start to the second half there. 3-11, 6 games out of first place already. But now let's turn our attention to what's happening in the Carolina League right now. Only one game on their way. Myrtle Beach and Charleston, they are scoreless from the top of the first, 2 away, as that game just getting started. Coming up later today at 6:30, kicking off with us, Carolina and Down East. The Mudcats looking to pick up another win against Down East and keep pace with the Hillcats and Fredericksburg near the top of the Carolina League North. Columbia and Augusta, they'll get underway at 6:35, Fayetteville and Kannapolis at 7 o'clock. And then Fredericksburg and Delmarva, we've been keeping our eye on that series all season, all series, as Delmarva will play host to Fredericksburg. Fredericksburg looking for the sweep as right now at the ballpark, a really cool moment. A former Negro League member is throwing out the first pitch here at Bank of the James Stadium. He is currently in the process of positioning himself. A really cool moment. He's 90 years old. He takes a seat. And he delivers a strike right to home plate. Really cool moment here at Bank of the James Stadium as a Negro League legend tossing out the first pitch here at the ballpark. And he's even wearing a special Negro League jersey. I believe I overheard that he was down in Birmingham at the Negro League game that was celebrated with a great, great game between San Francisco and St. Louis at Rickwood Field. So that's all we have for the Carolina League scoreboard. Let's quickly run through the lineups for today's contest as they have come in. First, Salem, leading off will be the shortstop, Nazan Zanatello, batting second, the third baseman, Antonio Anderson. Hitting third, the catcher, Brooks Brannon. Batting fourth, the center fielder, Nellie Taylor. Hitting fifth, the second baseman, Marvin Alcantara. The left fielder will be Nathaniel Uten. He bats sixth. Andy Lugo will be in right, batting seventh. And the man who had an outstanding night at the plate yesterday, Albert Feliz, he will play first and bat eighth. Framie De Leon will round out the starting nine as the designated hitter. For Lynchburg, leading off will be Tommy Hawk. And with Zach Hovick behind the plate, who knows what fireworks we'll see before the game. Or before the end of the game, designated hitter Ralphie Velasquez will bat second. Jason Churio will hit third in center field. Esteban Gonzalez, the right fielder, will bat fourth. Juan Benjamin, he's been on a tear. He'll bat fifth. He scored the winning run yesterday, and he'll be at short tonight. Jose Pastrano will move over to second and bat sixth. The catcher will be Kevin Rivas. That's what he was assigned as to Lynchburg, but he's yet to play there since coming back to Bank of the James Stadium. Lexer Sidhui will be back at first again, and Fran Aldui will be the third baseman here this evening. The umpire, Zach Kovic, behind the plate, Larry Pettis in the field, the same umpire pairing that we've had all series long. We're going to step aside for a quick timeout. When we come back, we will hear from Connor Young, who stepped in with Esteban Gonzalez before last night's ball game. Some of the information you will hear is more conducive to yesterday, but Connor Young will give you the numbers and sit down with one of the Hillcats' hottest hitters, Esteban Gonzalez, when we come back on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Hey, Hillcats fans. Has your big bank just closed its doors? Come on over to Bank of the James. We make banking better in just three easy steps. First, stop by Bank of the James to open your account. Second, bring your current checking statement so we can help you with recurring transactions. And third, enjoy banking the way it should be. Why Bank of the James? We're your strong, local bank, and we're committed to you. Putting community first for 24 years. Come on over to Bank of the James.
You've probably heard the old saying, the best things in life are free. But do you believe it? The Lynchburg Hillcats want to make sure you and your kids do. Sign your kids up for Southpaw's Free Kids Club and experience the best free activity your money can't buy. All Kids Club members receive complimentary tickets to five designated Kids Club games, Virginia 529 Fun Zone passes for the whole season, and exclusive autograph sessions with players. Kids 12 and under can sign up at Lynchburg-Hillcats.com to activate their Kids Club membership today.
You're listening to Hillcats Baseball on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network.
Welcome to the Hillcats pregame show. Connor Young with Esteban Gonzalez. Esteban, you're on a 13-game hit streak as of right now. You must be seeing the ball pretty well at the plate.
Yeah. That's what you say, exactly what you say. I'm seeing the ball pretty well. I'm just working for that, and that's it.
Saw your family was here in town. I assume it was your family, your friends here for the 4th of July. When was the last time you had seen them? I'm sure it's been a while, and also how good was it to have them here?
Oh, yeah. Since we started the season, they went to the opening day in Downies. But now they have the opportunity to be here, and it's exciting for me. It's good to have them here watching me playing. And, yeah, I'm enjoying.
Last question. It was obviously a tough way to lose last night with the final call. What's the vibe in the locker room, the clubhouse, after that, both yesterday and today, coming into Game 5?
Actually, we know that we had that game.
Yeah.
That game was completely us. Mistake of the umpires. But we feel that we could win that game, and we know that we are better than the other team.
Awesome. Thanks, Esteban, and thank you for listening on Lynchburg Hillcats pregame show.
That was Connor Young with Esteban Gonzalez. Obviously, some of those tidbits of information a few days old as the loss came on Thursday night, the 4th of July. The win last night came in walk-off fashion, and now he's riding a 14-game hit streak, not 13-game hit streak, after picking up a base knock yesterday as well. But he'll try to extend it to 15. He's in the lineup tonight, as we are moments away from first pitch here in Lynchburg. So don't go anywhere. We'll be back with the first pitches, the lineups, and the national anthem after this on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network.
The Virginia Commonwealth Games are back this summer in Lynchburg, Virginia, on the campus of Liberty University. Be a part of the tailgate party and opening ceremonies kickoff celebration. For more information, visit commonwealthgames.org.
If you're looking for a home, auto, or life insurance plan, look no further. State Farm has been offering great coverage at surprisingly low rates for over 100 years. Stop in and see one of the four Central Virginia insurance agents. For Lynchburg, call Chip Harvey. For Rustburg, contact Jack Dean. For Appomattox, call Sarah Saunders. And for Madison Heights, visit Kim Z. Gardner. Contact your local State Farm agents today.
The following is a production of the Lynchburg Hillcats and Minor League Baseball. A lot has changed about the Lynchburg Hillcats over the last 30 years. Four different affiliates, two different color schemes and mascots, and five championship titles.
In Lynchburg, the 2017 Carolina League champions.
Dozens of major leaguers have come through the Hill City.
It's my pleasure to present the Ted Williams All-Star Game MVP Award to Shane Bieber of the Cleveland Indians.
But as the city of Lynchburg celebrates the 30th anniversary of Hillcats baseball, it's safe to say that the best is yet to come.
The Hillcat hero! Left field, that's going to drop. Face it! Lynchburg does it again! The Cardiac Cats!
Way out of bare hand. Comes home! Tag! Yes!
Hashtag Purdy 30.
The third runner being waved around. He will score! Bases clearing double!
A two-out, two-run home run to break the tie in the eighth.
Leaping, diving grab by Jose Devers.
Live from Bank of the James Stadium in Lynchburg, Virginia, here's the voice of the Hillcats, Jason Prill.
A beautiful night for baseball in Lynchburg, Virginia. It's a little bit warm, a little toasty, a little humid, but it'll be a fun one nonetheless as Lynchburg and Salem get set to wrap up their series here in the Hill City. Jason Prill, all by my lonesome today as it's Star Wars night here at the ballpark, which means all sorts of Star Wars videos and music being played throughout the stadium. Right now, though, let's toss it down to Steve Stillwell, our MC, for the lineups and national anthem.
Fans, let's make some noise for your 2024 Lynchburg Hillcats! In right field, Esteban Gonzalez! In center field is Jason Cherio! In left, Tommy Hawk! At first base, Lexer Sadiq! At second base, Jose Pastrana! At shortstop, Juan Benjamin! At third, Ron Aldiz. Doing the catching for your Lynchburg Hillcats, Kevin Rivas. De-aging for Lynchburg tonight, Ralphie Velasquez. And on the mound, Yordan Gomez. Managing your Lynchburg Hillcats is number 39, Jordan Smith. Fans, at this time, we ask that you please rise and remove your caps as we honor America with the singing of our national anthem by Logan Towns.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched, were so gallantly streaming. And the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, proof through the night that a flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free, and the home of the brave, the brave.
It's time for baseball in the Hill City as the Lynchburg Hillcats and the Salem Red Sox round out their series here tonight. On the bump for Lynchburg, Yorman Gomez. He's 5-2 with a 3.76 ERA. As Gomez, his last outing, 4 2/3, 8 hits, 1 walk, 7 strikeouts, 3 earned runs. That came in game number 1 of this series against Salem when the Hillcats would go on to win after an explosion in the final 2 innings. As Gomez, hoping to settle in after a rough month of June and July. He started out April and May quite strong, so we'll see if he can get back on track here tonight. The lineup for Salem will look a little bit like this. Kazan Zanatello will lead things off. He had a tough night at the plate yesterday, an 0-for-4. Antonio Anderson will bat second and play third. Brooks Brandon, the catcher tonight, he's back in that spot after an incredible tag of Tommy Hawk as he slid by on Thursday night. Nellie Taylor, the center fielder, will hit fourth and bat cleanup. Marvin Alcantara, the second baseman, will bat fifth. Nathaniel Uten will be in left and bat sixth. Andy Lugo, the right fielder, will bat seventh. Albert Feliz, the first baseman, will bat eighth. And Framie De Leon will be the nine-hole hitter as the designated hitter for Salem. And so those are the 9 that will go up against Yorman Gomez here this evening. As Lynchburg trying to keep pace with Fredericksburg near the top of the Carolina League. It's been tough to do as Fredericksburg just keeps on winning. They have not lost yet this week on the road, mind you, against Delmarva, who comes here on Tuesday. First pitch to Zanatello, grounded to short. Benjamin will fire across the diamond and snagged by Sadui for out number 1. First pitch time, 6:33 here in Lynchburg, 92 degrees and mostly sunny skies here in Lynchburg as Antonio Anderson will step in. As that just misses for ball 1. Humidity around 50%, so it's a little bit uncomfortable, but not too bad. But boy, is it warm outside. I'm very glad to be in a press box tonight. 1-0 from Gomez. Finds the zone. 1-1. Anderson had the night off yesterday. He was the leadoff hitter on Thursday night. He singled and scored in the 5th inning as he fouls it away for strike 2. The run he scored came on a rundown that the Hillcats played it simply botched. The 1-2 pitch. Rounder over toward third. Aldewey will charge it and make a strong throw across the diamond. That's one of the best throws we've seen from Aldewey this season. 2 away. Aldewey was shifted over really toward where the shortstop would typically play. He made a nice play. A strong throw, confident even, as Brooks Brandon will step in with 2 away. Gomez has it driven up the middle, a base hit. So Brandon will get Salem in the hit column here early on. Gomez gave up 8 of them on Monday night. Trying to limit some of that here today. He is more of a pitch-to-contact guy, but did have 7 strikeouts in his last outing. He hasn't had less than 5 since a game at Delmarva. in early June. So in steps Nellie Taylor, who takes wide for ball one. One aboard, two away, top of the first inning here in Lynchburg. Runner on first is Brandon. Hillcats wearing their Lemonada Stay Hill City jerseys tonight. As that missed down and away, ball two. Typically, this game will be played on Sunday, but with the 4th of July, the series started on Monday. Ground ball to first, and that caught the first base coach, Kyle Schmidt, right on the left forearm. He didn't get out of the way quick enough. That's why when I had a fractured shoulder and wanted to coach first base, they told me no when I played Little League, because that ball can get on you in a hurry. Big swing and a miss, two balls and two strikes. If you can't protect yourself like I couldn't with my fractured shoulder, you're just asking to get drilled by a baseball. Good to see that Schmidt is okay. The 2-2 from Gomez to Nellie Taylor. Missed out wide, full count. Brandon has shown no inclination toward taking off. We'll see how long that lasts. Gomez tucks that glove up against his left shoulder. The payoff pitch to Taylor. Runner holds even with a full count. It's popped up and out of play. We'll see if Brandon actually takes off now on the 3-2 pitch. Thought he might take an extra jump. Now he goes, and a breaking ball missed low. All four. Zach Hovick calling the balls and strikes. Larry Pettis in the field. This umpire crew has not won many favorites among either coaching staff, or the Hillcats themselves, for that matter, or the Red Sox. As Marvin Alcantara will step in. That pitch didn't miss by much. It was just a bit low. Bounces away from Revis, and he'll eat it. Everybody moves up 90 feet, so now Gomez will have to pitch out of some trouble. The two aboard, both in scoring position, and two out here in the top of the first inning. Gomez in game number one did give up a run in the second inning and a run, two of them, in the fourth inning. The right-hander rocks, kicks, and fires, and a curveball misses up high, ball two. Two aboard, two away, both in scoring position. The 2-0 pitch. That one finds the corner of the zone. 2-1, got the outside edge call. Gomez up over 15 pitches, has a chop towards short. Benjamin, a chest-high grab. He'll take his time and retire Alcantara to end the top of the first. We'll step aside when we come back of the Hillcats half of the first inning on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network.
Check out Creative Edge Design Incorporated for your signs, banners, and wrap services. We are a 3M certified graphics installation company backed by a 3M warranty, protecting your graphics against any cracking, fading, or peeling for over 10 years. Your graphics will continue to look exactly like they did on the day they were installed. Visit us at cedi.biz for more information. Creative Edge Designs, custom designs for you.
Are you a fan of fireworks or collecting sports memorabilia? Or maybe instead of the bar, you want to spend your nights at the ballpark. Whatever your passion, the Lynchburg Hillcats have a mini plan package for you. Make sure to secure your tickets for every Thirsty Thursday, Freebie Friday, or fireworks show Saturday with one of our dated mini plans. Craving more baseball? Sign up for our 30-game mini plan. Not sure what games you want to go to? The Hillcats offer undated mini plans as well. For more information and to purchase your 2024 mini plan, visit Lynchburg-Hillcats.com.
You're listening to the 30th anniversary season of Lynchburg Hillcats Baseball.
Hawk Velasquez and Churio to lead off the bottom half of the first inning against Elmer Rodriguez Cruz. Rodriguez Cruz has been solid this season. He's 2-4 with a 2.44 ERA. Did not allow an earned run in the month of June, but the Hillcats tagged him for his last one on May 31st. Three innings. Six hits, four earned runs, and four strikeouts for the right-hander against the Hillcats from Trujillo Alto, Puerto Rico. He was drafted in the fourth round of 2021 from Leadership Christian Academy. In there for a strike to Tommy Hawk. Hawk batting 270, a home run, 13 RBIs. Had an opportunity to tie the ball game in the ninth inning yesterday, but got called out on strikes. That missed upstairs, one ball, one strike. And you know he wanted that moment after what happened the night before. He lines it right at the third baseman, Anderson, who's in perfect position for out number one. Yuton Taylor Lugo from left to right in the outfield. Anderson, Zanatello, Alcantara, and Feliz from left to right in the infield. And Brannon behind the plate. Those are the nine for Salem as Ralphie Velasquez will step in. He's batting 266, nine home runs, 46 RBIs. It's been a while since we've seen a blast from him at Bank of the James Stadium. He takes one upstairs for ball one. Velasquez rocking the pink cleats to go with the Lemonatus jerseys. As he fights that one off foul. 97 from Rodriguez Cruz, 1-1. Hillcats were not shy against him the last time they faced him. Missing down and away. Two balls and a strike. Rodriguez Cruz blows it by Ralphie at 90. The home run off of Rodriguez Cruz was hit by Wilfredo Antunez, who is not in the lineup tonight. The 2-2. Big swing and a miss by Velasquez as he's retired. Two quick outs. Hawk, Velasquez, Churio, Gonzalez, Benjamin, Pastrano, Rivas, Sidui, and Aldui. The nine due for Lynchburg. As Jason Churio will take his cuts. Churio batting 266, three home runs, 49 RBIs. Watches it out wide for ball one. Churio hitting .400 with runners in scoring position this season. He fights it off to the screen, 1-1. Not relevant here necessarily, but still an important note to prove just how good of a hitter he's been. The 1-1 is topped toward first, backhanded by Feliz, and an easy flip to the pitcher, and the inning is over. We head to the second, still scoreless, as the Hillcats go 1-2-3 on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network.
Scientech Systems is your technology partner. Whether it's business class internet, phone and TV, or their world-class IT services, Scientech is here to manage your technology needs so you can focus on what you love to do. Visit Scientech.com for a free quote today.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Alongside Connor Young, here's the voice of Lynchburg Hillcats baseball, Jason Prill.
Saturday night at the ballpark, no better place to be. And next week, you can join us here as well, Lynchburg-Hillcats.com, as part of our Summer of Fun. A Friday night Hawaiian t-shirt giveaway. That should be fun for all those involved. And then on Saturday evening, a fireworks show to go along with Margaritaville night, which is always a party here at the ballpark. So get your tickets now, Lynchburg-Hillcats.com, as the Hillcats inch closer to the All-Star break. Next week will be the last one. Alfie Velasquez and Jason Churio will not be with the team for part of the week. They will be in Texas for the MLB Futures game, which still confuses me as to why it's put on a Saturday. But nevertheless, I will be there. My ticket has been booked, as I will be there to cover both Ralphie and Jason in their endeavors through the MLB Futures game as a representative of the organization. You can tune into that on MLB Network on Saturday, as the first pitch from Gomez to Uten will be driven deep into the right center field gap. No one will be able to get there as it one hops in front of the wall. Uten, he'll cruise into second. He'll stop there with a leadoff double. Andy Lugo will dig in. Speaking of doubles, there's been nobody better in the Carolina League this season at picking them up. He's tied for first with 23. He's been a doubles machine. It's why his OPS is 715. He doesn't have any home runs either. Upstairs for ball one. Definition of warning track power. But in a good way, not in the sarcastic way that you would hear about somebody who flies out. Upstairs, ball two. The trouble for Lugo is not his approach to the plate. It's that he doesn't really have a natural position in the field. He's looked better this week than we've seen him in weeks past, but it hasn't been easy sledding for him. He grounds that over towards short. Benjamin will backhand it and fire a low throw picked up by Sadui. One away. Albert Feliz. He finished a triple shy of the cycle yesterday and gets another appearance. He's at first base tonight. Boy, that was a career night for him yesterday. Watches the first one down and away for ball one. Uten still at second after the leadoff double. Gomez checks second. Now he fires. Missing in tight. Two balls and a strike. It's interesting to see Rivas at catcher tonight. He was at second base yesterday. Now he's behind the plate, giving both Mejias and Lopez a day off from the field as Feliz took a big cut. 2-1. Rivas was originally signed by the Cleveland organization as a middle infielder, but he has played all over the place since arriving stateside. He's been middle infielder. He's been a catcher. And he's been a first baseman. First baseman earlier this series. The 2-1 by Gomez misses low. 3-1. This is our first look at him behind the plate. We'll see how he does. Here's the 3-1 pitch. Big swing and a miss. Feliz going for the fences. Full count. Lynchburg has played much of the season with only two catchers. But it's always nice to have that third to give both guys a night off from the field, because especially right now with how hot it is exhausting to be out there. The payoff pitch, broken bat over toward third, charged by Aldewey on the run and on a dime, two away. Down to third goes Uten. As Framie De Leon will take his cuts. Framie De Leon, he's batting two ticks below 200. A 198 batting average, no home runs, 12 RBIs. First pitch taking all the way and is up high for ball one. De Leon was at second last night, and he made an interesting move late in the ball game. In there for a strike, 1-1. As Nathaniel Cruz was struggling in the ninth inning, De Leon wasted a mound visit by going up and trying to calm him down. Now, it ended up paying off dividends because he was able to get out of the inning. Now back to the screen, 1-2. And without that, who knows what may have happened. That's a sign of leadership. De Leon, still young. Not even 20 years old, but that's a good sight for Boston fans. A 1-2 pitch to De Leon. Grounded foul. Is when a guy understands his pitcher so well, not even as a catcher, but as an infielder, that he can tell when he needs to go out and have a word and what needs to be said to calm him down. That's maturity. The 1-2 to De Leon. High and wide, 2-2. Uten still 90 feet away in a scoreless ball game, top of the second inning. The 2-2 fouled back to the screen. De Leon stays alive. We saw Angel Hanau do what De Leon did quite a few times with Lynchburg this season. Now, most of the time it was more of a step onto the grass and just have a few words, not a full visit. The 2-2. Topper up the middle. Charging is Pastrano. Off-balance throw. And they got him. A lot of off-balance throws in this inning. And everyone successful as Nathaniel Uten left stranded at third after the leadoff double. We'll step aside as we head to the bottom of the second inning here in Lynchburg on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network.
The YMCA has been serving Lynchburg and the surrounding community for years. With two Central Virginia locations, the YMCA has plenty to offer for kids and adults alike. To join or check out one of the classes, camps, or programs offered by the Y, visit ymcacva.org or stop in at their downtown or Jamerson locations. The YMCA is a proud partner of Lynchburg Hillcats Baseball.
Hey fans, are you looking to disconnect and enjoy a perfect getaway? Well, let me introduce you to Crabtree Falls Campground. With campsites right on the river, four rustic cabins, and bathrooms with hot water, Crabtree Falls Campground is your place to stay this summer. Located just an hour drive from Lynchburg, Crabtree Falls Campground is just a half-mile hike away from the tallest waterfall east of the Mississippi. Visit www.crabtreefallscampground.com or call them at 540-377-2066 to book your stay.
You're listening to Hillcats Baseball on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network.
bottom of the second inning, Lynchburg and Salem knotted up at zero. Hillcats went 1-2-3 through the first inning. It'll be Esteban Gonzalez to lead things off in the second. Gonzalez, boy, has he been outstanding. He's riding a 14-game hitting streak. It's the longest hit streak a Hillcat has had this season. Last night he extended it with a double. So he swings to the first pitch. Make it 15. He wastes no time. The first pitch he sees gives him a 15-game hitting streak. And the Hillcats' first base runner of the night. Boy, how good has Gonzalez been? We talked so much about Velasquez and Churio and Hanau. Gonzalez has been able to float underneath the radar. But he's won two Player of the Week awards, and he can make a case for a few more. He takes off, and it's fouled away by Benjamin. Speaking of a guy that's been playing well, Juan Benjamin tied his season-long hit streak with 6 last night. He's got his average up to 258. To think, about a month ago, he was well below 200. But everyday reps have done him well. So he's 8 for 18 in this series. Almost batting 500. Another throw over Gonzalez. The tag was close, but not in time. We'll see if they send Gonzalez. The 0-1 to Benjamin. And he's not shy either. Is Gonzalez. He takes off. It's out wide. A good pitch to throw on. The throw down. Popped out of the glove of Zanatello. They may have had him, but Gonzalez with his 34th stolen base tied once again for second with Riku Nishida of Kannapolis. The 1-1 to Benjamin. Missing down and away. 2 balls and a strike. Riku Nishida, he came in when Kannapolis came to town, batting about 210. Very low for him. Kannapolis is a team was struggling at the plate as well. Missing high and wide, 3-1. And after that series with Lynchburg, Nishida has been otherworldly. He's got his average up to 294, good enough for fifth in the Carolina League. He just tore the Hillcats apart and has not stopped. The 3-1 to Benjamin. Ball 4. Can't really even compare Nishida to anybody else in the Carolina League. Nobody really on the Hillcats. I mean, maybe a Christian Napchik. But Nishida, far more of a smack it into the ground and beat it out type of guy. Very small ball. As Jose Pastrano steps in, 2 aboard, nobody out. Bottom of the second inning. Runners fake, and it's down low for ball 1. It amazes me that Nishida's still down here. In the dirt, 2-0. I mean, he was good last year for Kannapolis. He's second in the league in hits with 84. Nishida's just been an on-base machine. He leads the league in that category at 417. In tight, ball 3 to Pastrano as Rodriguez Cruz struggling with his command. Not to sing the praises of Nishida, but he's been one of the toughest outs in all of single-A baseball this season. The 3-0. Pastrano taking all the way, and the bases are loaded. Down to third goes Gonzalez. Into scoring position goes Benjamin. For the catcher, Kevin Rivas. And out goes Brooks Brannan to try to settle down Rodriguez Cruz. Remember, he has not given up an earned run since the last time he pitched in this ballpark. It's been a full month. He went the entire month of June not allowing an earned run. And the Hillcats have the bases loaded and nobody out. Bases loaded. Nobody out. Kevin Rivas takes a breaking ball for a called strike. Rodriguez Cruz was also named the single-A pitcher of the month for the month of June. As it's strike two on Rivas. Went 1-1 over 20 innings with no earned runs. 11 hits, 4 walks, striking out 19 and holding opponents to a .155 average. The 0-2. Rivas, an uncomfortable swing, and he strikes out for out number one. And that's a big first out for Rodriguez Cruz. Puts him a little bit closer to getting out of this inning and maintaining that scoreless inning streak. It's at 21 and a third. Lexer Sadui takes a called strike on the outside corner. 0-1. Boy, that was a close pitch to get a strike call on with this zone today. The 0-1 from the right-hander. Breaking ball, that one a little bit wide. One ball, one strike. Sadui set the table in the ninth inning yesterday after he singled to open up the frame. In that comeback effort. Out wide, two balls and a strike. And in this situation, a walk is as good as a hit. The Hillcats have not scored before the sixth inning since July 1st. That was the first game of this series. It's been that kind of week against the Salem Starters. The 2-1 floats it in there. Two balls and two strikes. And clearly some of these folks in the ballpark were here the other night as well. Because they have let home plate umpire Zach Hovick hear it. Fans have been restless with his umpiring crew. The 2-2. Chopper toward first. Going to be a tough play. Their only play is at first, and the Hillcats take the lead. Into score goes Gonzalez. Down to third goes Benjamin. And Pastrano will move into scoring position as well. Lynchburg jumps in top. 1-0. It's their first time scoring before the sixth inning since Monday. And it ends the scoreless streak by Rodriguez Cruz at 21 and a third inning. Randall Dewey. He lines it right off the glove of Rodriguez Cruz. He tries to track it down. A good throw. Not in time. That ball smoked the glove of Rodriguez Cruz and just took it off his hand. He tracked it down nicely, spun and made a beautiful throw to first. But Aldui just beat it out. Into score goes Juan Benjamin. As Pastrano now at third and the top of the order at the dish. Two runs in on the inning. Lynchburg leading it 2-0. Tommy Hawk lined out to third in his first plate appearance to open up the ball game. Aldui takes off to throw down, breaking for home. The Hillcats, they would have had the runner at second to play at the plate, and they got him. Pastrano broke late. Smith slams his helmet down at third, as they could have just placed the tag on Aldui at second and the inning would have been over. They made it more difficult than it had to be. So Aldui gets the stolen base and Pastrano caught stealing of home. That'll end the second, 2-0 in favor of the Hillcats when we come back in the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network.
Wondering how to buy tickets to minor league baseball games? Look no further than the Bally Live app. Download Bally Live today and you can buy tickets to your favorite minor league baseball games and watch in person. Can't make it to the ballpark? We got you. Watch every minor league baseball game for free on the Bally Live app all season long. Pick your favorite team, track stats, chat with friends, and earn rewards in the Game Center. Download Bally Live from the app or Play Store today.
The Battle of 460 returns as the Lynchburg Hillcats face off against the Salem Red Sox July 1st through the 6th at Bank of the James Stadium. Join us for Independence Day celebration on Thursday with the biggest fireworks show in the Hill City. This year, we'll be honoring the historic Bedford boys with specialty jerseys. Come back again on Friday as we give away a Hillcats patriotic cap. Then on Saturday, we'll turn our attention to a galaxy far, far away with the Revenge of the 6th. Get your tickets today at Lynchburg-Hillcats.com.
You're listening to the 30th anniversary season of Lynchburg Hillcats Baseball.
Two hits and two walks give Lynchburg a 2-0 lead in the top of the third inning. Top of the order due up for Salem. Nizan Zanatello, Antonio Anderson, and Brooks Brannan will square off against Yorman Gomez. Gomez makes his 35th pitch of the night, a called strike, 0-1. Zanatello grounded out to short in its first plate appearance. Salem has had a runner in scoring position each of the first two innings. They just have not been able to score. That's lofted into deep left center field. But it'll be Churio, the center fielder. Makes the grab for out number one. In steps Antonio Anderson. He's 0 for 1. Anderson fouls it away for strike one. Him and Ralphie Velasquez walked off the field together the other night after the Hillcats had their hearts broken when Tommy Hawk was thrown out at the plate. As that misses wide for ball one. No inclination as for what that conversation was. But they had one. Ground ball over towards short. Backhanded by Benjamin. Off-balance throw. And another good one. Boy, some good throws by the Hillcats tonight. Have preserved a few base runners and runs. Quite a few have been off-balance, but they've all been on the money to this point. Fielding has been a struggle for Lynchburg in this series. They had 5-1 night, 4 a night ago. As Brooks Brannan goes through on a pitch out of the zone, ball one turns to strike one. Gomez rocks, kicks, and fires. Little topper foul. Third base side as he kicks some of the chalk out of the way. Clearly frustrated with himself. Strike two. Nobody aboard, two away. Top of the third inning. Lynchburg leading it 2-0. Each team with two hits to this point. Gomez rocks, kicks, fires. Got him. First strikeout of the ballgame for Gomez comes to end the third inning. We head to the bottom half of the frame after you hear this in the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network.
Lynchburg Hillcats are ready for a summer of fun with a fresh slate of weekly promotions for you and your family to enjoy. Every Tuesday, get a free ticket to the next Tuesday home game as part of our Two for Tuesday promotion. Wednesday is Weenie Wednesday with hot dog deals each week, and Thursday will bring back our traditional Thirsty Thursday with drink specials all night long. On Friday, join us for Freebie Friday for a new giveaway each week. We'll have fireworks every Saturday night, and kids can eat free each Sunday during the season. Get your tickets today at Lynchburg-Hillcats.com.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Alongside Connor Young, here's the voice of Lynchburg Hillcats baseball, Jason Prill.
Crowd starting to fill in on this Saturday evening. Only fireworks show in town. Boy, there have been some great fireworks shows in Lynchburg over the past week or so. I can plug some of them because they're partners with the Hillcats. Ivy Hill, the golf course, had an outstanding fireworks show. I kept seeing pictures and videos while I was on a mini vacation, and it looked incredible over at their golf course. They have a beautiful property over at Ivy Hill. If you're ever in town visiting and you want to get out on the golf course, Ivy Hill, one of the best in the whole state, in my opinion. It's fouled away by Tommy Hawk, and it's tough, boy. It is tough. It's hilly. That's the one word that everybody goes to when they talk about Ivy Hill. In there for a strike. 0-2. But it made for a beautiful location for fireworks. Folks could sit out on the golf course and watch as the fireworks shot off from their driving range. Absolutely beautiful. The 0-2. Rodriguez Cruz lined into left field, but that'll go foul. Then Thomas Road Baptist Church had their Celebrate America fireworks, which they do every year. It's part of their whole festival that they put together, where they have games and carnival rides and things of that nature. 1-2. The Hillcats had their 4th of July fireworks on the 4th of July, which were outstanding, by the way. Great fireworks show. 1-2, chopped over towards short. Cut off by the third baseman, Anderson, offline. But Feliz makes the stretch, keeps his toe aboard. And there's one away. Ralphie Velasquez will step in. Then Lynchburg, the city, they had their fireworks last night down on the riverfront. I thought maybe they might get rained out, but they went ahead with them despite the rain earlier in the afternoon, as that's in their first strike. And it really rained all the way up until about 9:30. They still shot them off, just a little bit delayed. The 0-1, big swing and a miss. Strike two to Velasquez. And then tonight, back here again at Bank of the James Stadium, and all the fans here looking forward to that one. Rodriguez Cruz sets at the belt, and the pitch is line into the parking lot by Velasquez. Good thing my car's not parked there, otherwise I'd be going to a body shop to get a dent removed. Would look great right next to the person who keyed my car a few weeks ago. Two-strike pitch, swung on and missed. Two strikeouts on the day for Velasquez, as Jason Churio, 0-1, will step in.
And number 8, Jason Churio.
Churio grounded out to first in his first plate appearance. Lynchburg leading it 2-0. It's been all the bottom half of the lineup that's done the damage. So that's lined into right field, a base hit past the diving glove of Alcantara. And Churio reaches. Yes, that'll bring up Esteban Gonzalez. It was his single that set the table for the second inning. He wasted no time. First pitch swinging extended his hit streak to 15 games, the longest for a Hillcamp this season. Runner on first is Churio. We'll see how long he stays there. Rodriguez Cruz fires one a little bit wide, ball one. Runner takes off for second. The pitch is up and away. The throw down. It's a good one. And they got him. Another good pitch to throw on by Brandon. As he catches Churio trying to swipe a bag and ends the inning. Three in the books. We head to the fourth. 2-0 advantage for the Hillcats when we come back to the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Maurer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
You've probably heard the old saying, the best things in life are free. But do you believe it? The Lynchburg Hillcats want to make sure you and your kids do. Sign your kids up for Southpaw's Free Kids Club and experience the best free activity your money can't buy. All Kids Club members receive complimentary tickets to 5 designated Kids Club games, Virginia 529 Fun Zone passes for the whole season, and exclusive autograph sessions with players. Kids 12 and under can sign up at Lynchburg-Hillcats.com to activate their Kids Club membership today.
It's time for a quick check of the Carolina League scoreboard. Back inside Bank of the James Stadium, here's Jason Prill.
Back inside Bank of the James Stadium, a 2-0 lead for Lynchburg. We take a look around the Carolina League scoreboard. Yeah, it's not all the games just now getting action. Very few deep into the game, though. As right here, it's a 2-0 lead for the Hillcats over Salem. Elsewhere in the Carolina League, though, different story. As that misses out wide. 3 balls and a strike to Nellie Taylor, who leads things off for the Red Sox. Charleston leads Myrtle Beach 5-3 in the top of the fourth inning. As that missed. Excuse me, the scoreboard was incorrect. 2-1. So a high-scoring game down in South Carolina, 5-3 at this point in time. Augusta up 2-0 over Columbia. They're heading to the fourth. That's in there, 2-2. Down East leads Carolina, 1-0 in the bottom of the first inning. And right now, Delmarva's still in it for the time being. Scoreless after one. Fayetteville all over Kannapolis in the bottom of the first, 6-0. That's lined into right field, a base knock for Nellie Taylor. He'll make the turnaround first, but get a little bit too far off the bag with the throw over the cutoff by Gonzalez. Otherwise, they may have had Taylor in a rundown. He slammed on the brakes and got out of any harm's way. We'll see how long Delmarva can stick with Fredericksburg. They have not won a game this series, much to the chagrin of the Hillcats, who need Delmarva to do something. Delmarva comes to town next week, and Lynchburg has done nothing against Delmarva. They just haven't been able to do anything. They've got a couple wins, but Delmarva has had their number all season long. Marvin Alcantara takes inside ball one. The Shorebirds have the worst record in all of the Carolina League. And yet, they have had the Hillcats' number since the start of the season. Up and in, that caught the helmet of Alcantara. His helmet goes flying off, and he tried to get out of the way, but that kept running farther and farther in. Scary sight here. The fastball at 89. And it ran up and in from Gomez. Whenever you start talking about head, you have to play with extra precaution. Concussions are not something you want to mess around with. From the way it looked, I think it caught him on the brim of the helmet. And not necessarily flush. He's okay. He gives the all clear. He also does have the additional coverage to cover the cheek. He will stay in the ballgame. First and second, nobody out for Nathaniel Uten, who doubled to open up the second inning. So Salem, a golden RBI opportunity to try and tie or take the lead. See how Gomez responds after running it up and in. That can fluster a pitcher every once in a while. First pitch misses out wide for ball one. Fouled into the screen, one and one. Not only can it knock a pitcher off balance, it can definitely knock a hitter off balance. After seeing your teammate just get plunked in the forehead, you're a little bit more at an uncomfortable position stepping back into that box. Your knees maybe not as firm as they had been. The 1-1 fouled back again, strike two. Get plucked in the thigh. Oh, well. In the back, you'll have a bruise. Oh, well. But the head, that's one where it'll leave you shaking. The 1-2. He comes home with it, and Uten spoils it. Good fastball, high and tight, 93. See if he counters it with something down in the way off speed. Two aboard, nobody out, top of the fourth inning. Lynchburg in front, 2-0. It's upstairs. A snap throw to second. Benjamin keeps that from going into center field. Haven't seen that one before this season. He thought that Taylor was taking too big of a lead off of second and gunned it down. Risky play. Benjamin able to keep it in front. 2-2. Cold strike three. Frozen with the heater. Second strikeout for Gomez. Five, as that'll bring Andy Lugo to the dish. Lugo grounded out to short. Gomez would love another one of those. They could try to turn two. First pitch finds the zone. 0-1. In his last outing against Salem, He went 4 innings, 6 hits, 4 earned runs, 2 walks, 5 strikeouts before his outing this series. It's 0-2. The right-hander delivers a curveball that Lugo spoils. Gomez has been one of the most consistent pitchers for the Hillcats this season. The 0-2, high. Lugo laid off, 1-2. Rivas had a jump out of his crouch. The right-hander pauses at the stripes on the bottom of the jersey. Flown out to deep right field. Backpedaling is Gonzalez, who makes the grab on the warning track. Tagging from first and second. Throw comes into second. They tried to tag his foot. They didn't get him. Alcantara made a risk, and it paid off as Lugo flies out. But both runners move 90 feet closer. It was close. Gonzalez made the smart play in going to second. They may have had him if the throw was more online. But Albert Feliz has a chance to drive home the tying runs if he can put one in play. That misses upstairs for ball 1-2 down. Top of the fourth inning, Lynchburg up 2-0. Taylor at third, Alcantara at second. Gomez finds the zone. Salem now with the runner in scoring position for the third time tonight. They failed to score in the first two. Would like a different outcome on the third. Curveball high, 2 balls and a strike. Feliz a home run in yesterday's ball game. He has 2 on the week. Last night's one, a no-doubter to left center. High again. A heavy dosage of off-speed from Gomez, but now it's 3-1, and you would assume he has to give him a fastball. As Feliz steps out and calls time. He goes up there, swinging for the fences. That's all he wants to do. The 3-1. He topped it towards short, up the middle. Benjamin behind the bag at second, off balance throw. Not in time! Two runners come home to score. Sadui can't believe it. Neither can Jordan Smith. Yorman Gomez shaking his head. It's a tie ball game. Here comes Jordan Smith to have a word with Larry Pettis. And he's, I think, arguing, you can't wait that long to call him safe. If it's bang-bang like that, you have to call it right away. Because that hesitation allowed the second runner to score for Salem. Because Lynchburg was under the assumption that it was out number 3. Boy, tough break for Lynchburg. Framie De Leon steps in. Albert Feliz with 2 more RBIs. One and zero to De Leon as it missed low. The 1-0 misses high and wide. 2 balls and no strikes. And if you're Lynchburg, okay, you understand maybe he beat it out. But at the same time, on a bang-bang play like that, you got to call it. Missing inside, 3-0. It was kind of the same thing with the play at the plate on Friday night that Lynchburg felt they got robbed on. The umpire took forever to make up his mind before punching him out. And so it felt like a replica. Larry Pettis took his time and called him safe. And that extra delay really cost the Hillcats one run. 3-1 as that finds the zone to De Leon. Because we will, regardless of whether the throw beat him or he got there first, one run should have scored on that play. A check swing, he went around, full count. But because the umpire took a good solid 2 or 3 seconds to make the call, Sadui was basically past the pitcher's mound when the call was made. That allowed the runner to score from second as he was running on contact. Payoff pitch, runner takes off, and the inning is over. Salem ties it up as we're all knotted up at 2 apiece here in the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network.
Hey, Hillcats fans. Has your big bank just closed its doors? Come on over to Bank of the James. We make banking better in just 3 easy steps. First, stop by Bank of the James to open your account. Second, bring your current checking statement so we can help you with recurring transactions. And third, enjoy banking the way it should be. Why Bank of the James? We're your strong, local bank, and we're committed to you. Putting community first for 24 years. Come on over to Bank of the James.
Are you a fan of fireworks or collecting sports memorabilia? Or maybe instead of the bar, you want to spend your nights at the ballpark. Whatever your passion, the Lynchburg Hillcats have a mini plan package for you. Make sure to secure your tickets for every Thirsty Thursday, Freebie Friday, or fireworks show Saturday with one of our dated mini plans. Craving more baseball? Sign up for our 30-game mini plan. Not sure what games you want to go to? The Hillcats offer undated mini plans as well. For more information and to purchase your 2024 mini plan, visit Lynchburg-Hillcats.com.
Back inside Bank of the James Stadium for the middle innings, here's Connor Young.
Our score, courtesy of a delayed safe call by the umpire. Gonzalez, Benjamin, and Pastrano, the three due up. Gonzalez was at the plate when Churio was caught trying to steal second to end the third. You don't want to harp on that play that allowed the two runners to score, but that could come back in a big way late in the ballgame. The 0-1. Swung on and missed over top of it. 0-2. In a series that's been as closely competitive as this one, calls like that make all the difference. 1-2. And this is not putting the result on the umpire. That's not what's happening. But what it is saying is it allowed an extra run to score. 2-2. Because if he calls it safe right away, Sadui looks home, throws the runner out, or at least has a chance to make a play. Gonzalez frowns it over to the second baseman, Alcantara, and there's one down. And that's all the Hillcats want in that situation. If you're going to call it safe, fine. But do not prevent them from being able to continue the game of baseball. That's all they ask. At that point in time, the delayed call by the umpire prevented the Hillcats from being able to continue the game of baseball. So that missed upstairs, ball one. because they were under the assumption the throw beat them. They had nothing to say otherwise. No reason to continue to try to play around and throw the runner out from home. That missed upstairs, 2-0. When they called him safe, it was, well, too late. Missing wide, 3-0. But nevertheless, here we are, 2-2. All knotted up here at Bank of the James Stadium. In there for a strike, 3 balls and 1 strike. Benjamin walked in his first plate appearance. And that one missed below the knees, ball 4. You know, that's one of those calls where you wish the umpires could have the authority to say, hey, my bad, runner back to third. If you're the Hillcats, Salem, you're ecstatic right now. You are overjoyed. Great hustle by Albert Feliz, not taking anything away from him. But Salem has to be overjoyed right now, as that's fouled away into the screen. And if it happened to them, they'd be having the same argument and discussion that I'm having right now. And they would have had the same argument and discussion with Larry Pettis. Benjamin back with a dive. Pastrano walked in his first plate appearance. So I get it. Can't blame it all on the umpire, but, boy, that one stings. You're the Hillcats. Liner into right field, past Alcantara. Everybody moves up 90 feet. So Benjamin in scoring position, Pastrano aboard for Kevin Rivas, who struck out his first time at the plate. Rivas batting .219, no home runs, 3 RBIs. He lost that into left field. Rather deep, Uten into the corner. He'll make the grab. Benjamin thought about tagging up from second, but he thought it might get down, so he had to go back to the bag before taking off for third, so everybody has to hold up. So it'll be up to Lecture Sadui to break the tie. Sadui grounded out to first, but it drove home a run in his first plate appearance. With the bases loaded. In there. Right at the belt, 1-0. Is it missed? A little too tight. Rodriguez Cruz closing in on 60 pitches. That's grounded, backhanded by Feliz, and they'll flip to the pitcher. Almost a repeat of what happened in the first inning, but it ends the inning. We remain tied. We've played 4. We step aside on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network.
The Virginia Commonwealth Games are back this summer in Lynchburg, Virginia, on the campus of Liberty University. Be a part of the tailgate party and opening ceremonies kickoff celebration. For more information, visit commonwealthgames.org.
Tonight's broadcast is directed and produced by Virch. Virch elevates your broadcast by supplementing your production staff with experienced switchers and operators. The graphics you're seeing on our broadcast tonight are powered by Virch's all-new graphics engine, offering advanced stats and personalized graphics on a budget. Visit www.virch.co to give your fans the next-gen viewing experience.
You're listening to Hillcats Baseball on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network.
Renny Artiles will be the new pitcher for the Hillcats as Yorman Gomez, his day is done. He leaves on frustrating terms with this ball game after two runs come home on an infield single that I think everyone can agree should have only been one. He went four innings, four hits, two runs. They were both earned, one walk and three strikeouts as Artiles takes over for the second time this series. Third trip through the order on the day. Artiles 3-2 with a 4.41 ERA in 33 innings, 34 strikeouts to 22 walks. Zan Zanatello spits on the first one, but it's called a strike, 0-1. Artiles in game number one of this series went 2 1/3, one hit, three strikeouts, one walk. He did hit a batter, though, that missed up high, 1-1. He's 0-2 is Zanatello. Artiles bumps it in there at 93, 1-2. He's a guy that it comes down to command for him. He has the stuff. Does he have the command? The 1-2. Fouled back to the screen. 97. We've never seen Artiles get up to that point. Maybe the radar gun's a little bit hot, but 97, wow. The two-strike offering is golfed. Deep center field, Churio ranging back, losing his cap onto the warning track, makes the grab for out number one. A very loud out number one as Antonio Anderson steps in. Anderson 0-2. Much like the Hillcats, it's been the bottom of the order that's done the damage. Artiles pumps it in there for strike one. Anderson grounded out to third and short so far today. Missed down and in. One ball, one strike. The 1-1 broken bat up the first base line. Sadui will watch it into his glove, take it himself, two away. Caught him right on the hands. And all Anderson could do was just fight it off down the first base line. As Brooks Brannon steps in. 94 from Artiles. He's getting it up there today. Good velocity from the right-hander. Brannon, 1-2. That catcher. That misses upstairs for ball one. Finding a zone at 95, 1-1. Gomez only going four because his pitch count was getting higher. As Artiles kicks and delivers in there for strike two. Artiles hoping to give the Hillcats a couple innings of work. Though they do have an extra off day built in this weekend. The bullpen can rest a little bit more if they have to use more arms. The 1-2. High and wide. One ball, two strikes. 2-2. Artiles lines it into the screen, does Brandon. Artiles went quickly through the first two outs of the inning. Brandon putting up a little bit more of a fight. As Brandon has been known to do in this series. The only Red Sox batting above 300. The 2-2 up the middle into center field, and there's the second hit of the night for Brandon. As Nelly Taylor, he's had himself a good night. A walk and a single and a run scored. He always draws the cross right outside the batter's box that he's about to step in. From Clearwater, Florida. Home of the Clearwater Threshers. As that finds the zone for strike one. He suffered a torn labrum his junior year of high school. But returned and continued to play well in the game of baseball. That missed out wide, 1-1. He attended Polk State Junior College down in Florida before being drafted by Boston in the 11th round of the 2023 draft. Runner fakes, and it's in there for a strike, 1-2. He spent the rest of 2023 on the 60-day injured list. As the check swing, they say he went around. Inning comes to a close. The single by Brandon does no damage. We head to the bottom half of the fifth here in Lynchburg on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network.
Lynchburg Regional Airport is going strong. For many years now, Lynchburg's low fares have been among the most competitive in the area, and our conveniently scheduled flights offer easy connections on American Airlines through Charlotte to over 170 nonstop destinations worldwide. So, check the great round-trip airfares currently being offered by visiting flylyh.com today and click Book Now. Prices are subject to change without notice, and certain restrictions apply. Advance purchase is required, and availability is limited. We're ready when you're ready. Check Lynchburg first.
We get it. Finding activities for groups can be difficult. The Lynchburg Hillcats want to make your life easier with our special group outings packages. No matter your group, spend the night out at the ballpark enjoying baseball with your favorite people. All group ticket packages come with discounted tickets, a PA and video board welcome, and the possibility for first pitches and on-field activities. Want to make the night extra special? Sign up for a group picnic and let the Hillcats take care of the details. For more information on groups or picnics, visit Lynchburg-Hillcats.com.
Back inside Bank of the James Stadium for the middle innings, here's Connor Young.
Aldewey fights away strike one from Elmer Cruz. Jason Prill filling in for Connor Young in the middle innings. He's the PA announcer tonight. As the 0-1 from Rodriguez Cruz finds the zone, strike two. 9-1-2 due up in the fifth inning in a tie ball game, two apiece. Rodriguez Cruz rocks, kicks, and fires. Big swing and a miss. Strike out number four for the right-hander. As Tommy Hawk, he's 0 for 2. He's got a 22-game on-base streak he's trying to maintain. So he needs to get aboard some way, somehow, to keep that streak going. He chops it foul on the first pitch, though. He's down in the count 0-1. Rodriguez Cruz has it fisted toward first, scooped by Feliz. And there's two quick outs in the inning. Hasn't taken long, and here comes Ralphie Velasquez. He's got two strikeouts. Rodriguez Cruz closing in on 65 pitches as Velasquez fouls it away for strike one. Nobody aboard, two away, the 0-1. Fouled away again, strike two. Ralphie's been aggressive at the plate tonight. Both strikeouts have been swinging. He had a beautiful double in the gap that wrapped up Thursday night's ball game. Out wide, one ball, two strikes. Velasquez, 20 doubles on the season. Tied for the team lead with Churio, who also has 20. The 1-2. Big swing and a miss. Three strikeouts for Velasquez. The Hillcats go 1-2-3 through the fifth. The sixth inning about to get underway after you hear this on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network.
If you're looking for a home, auto, or life insurance plan, look no further. State Farm has been offering great coverage at surprisingly low rates for over 100 years. Stop in and see one of the four Central Virginia insurance agents. For Lynchburg, call Chip Harvey. For Rustburg, contact Jack Dean. For Appomattox, call Sarah Saunders. And for Madison Heights, visit Kim Z. Gardner. Contact your local State Farm agents today.
How do you like to spend your summer nights? At the beach or at the ballpark? Why not both? Join the Lynchburg Hillcats at the Delmarva Shorebirds visit July 9th through the 14th. On Friday, the Limonadas de Hill City will return with a limited edition Limonadas-themed Hawaiian shirt. Still not beachy enough for you? Saturday will be a celebration of good times and good vibes with our annual Margaritaville night. Following the game, we'll let our cares blast away with a fireworks show. Get your tickets today at Lynchburg-Hillcats.com.
Hillcats baseball is in full swing. It's time for a quick game recap on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network. Here's Jason Prill.
Two and two our score as we head to the top of the sixth inning. As only two innings have there been runs scored in each team, putting up two in their own half. The Hillcats scored two in the second with some small ball. And then Salem would do it themselves in the fourth inning on an infield single. With a delayed safe call. The delayed safe call allowed both runners to score rather than just one. In their first strike, 0-1. And once again, this is not blaming the umpires for a tie game or for the first run scoring. But it did play a factor in the second run scoring, the fact that the umpire waited a couple seconds before signaling safe. And that's how we're tied. It's 2-2 on Marvin Alcantara as Renny Artiles took over for Yorman Gomez, who went four innings, four hits, two runs, one walk, three strikeouts. Elmer Rodriguez Cruz, he's pitching well. Only two earned runs so far. That's fouled back. It's the first two earned runs he's allowed. Actually, the first earned runs in general he's allowed since the month of May. That's how good he's been. Artiles breaks one off, down and away, one ball, two strikes. Base is empty. Top of the sixth inning. These games have all been close late. That's been a staple of all of these ball games. As Artiles grip locked it to the backstop. Star Wars night at the ballpark. Can't necessarily see it from the camera angles, but behind home plate, they have lightsabers painted into the grass. And a unique Lynchburg Hillcat Paw L logo. I've never seen that design before. The 2-2. Grip locked it again. Full count. The Paw logo, it's a teal center with a gold outline and a white trim. Very different than what we're used to seeing. Payoff pitch, lean back Alcantara. So from 0-2 to ball 4, Alcantara already plunked once in the head. Quickly got out of the way of that one that was noggin searching. Nathaniel Uten will dig in. The new Paw L logo replacing the 4th of July one that was there the past couple nights. As timeout has been called, Zach Kovic telling Renny Artiles he's got to wipe off his hand. Uten batting 232, 5 home runs, 29 RBIs. Runner breaks for second. The pitch is outside, and Rivas couldn't get it out of his glove. Into second goes Alcantara. He's the go-ahead run. This battle of 460 series has been quite a good one. Several memorable ball games. Most have been close. 1-0 from Artiles. He checks second. And misses high and wide, ball 2. For Alcantara, that's his 8th stolen base of the season. He was the tying run. Now he has a chance to be the go-ahead run. Still a lot of baseball left to play, though. Artiles checks second. And it misses wide, 3 balls and no strikes. Uten doubled in the second inning. Artiles on the verge of walking him. Decided to take a fastball all the way. 3-1. A long look in by Artiles as he delivers. Chopper, first base side, went with the fastball but foul. So that'll make its way all the way down into the corner. Even if I didn't tell you it was Star Wars night, you could probably tell by all the Star Wars sound effects that are playing throughout the ballpark. I'll admit it, I'm not much of a Star Wars guy. I know that's blasphemy to some people. The payoff pitch to Uten. Got him. Beautiful slider. Went back door and entered right in. As a second strikeout looking by Uten. Sets one away here in the top of the sixth. And I can appreciate what Star Wars is and why it's so popular and the story and the characters and the impact it's had on culture. As Andy Lugo will step in after a mound visit. But sci-fi, that's not me. It's cliche to say, but I'm a sports guy. That's what I grew up watching. Baseball was on the TV every summer night. Basketball every fall, winter, and spring evening, apart from when football was on during Sundays. That's how my house worked, and Saturdays for college football, Ohio State Buckeyes. And there for a strike to Andy Lugo, 0-1.
So Star Wars was nowhere on my radar, but I can appreciate why people like it. Our director of marketing, Kent Carpenter, was ecstatic for tonight's ball game. The 0-1, as was our assistant general manager, Lincoln Evans. Both of them got dressed up in the hoods that you would see from many of the Star Wars characters and recreated a fight scene outside of the skyboxes up above. The 1-1 missing down and away, two balls and a strike. It's used as a promo video for tonight's ball game. And it seems to have done pretty well based upon the turnout tonight. Next year, we got to get Chewbacca out here. A couple years ago, they did have R2-D2 rolling across the field. I think he needs to be the ball boy. The 2-1 misses down and away, three balls and a strike. Could you imagine R2-D2 and Chewbacca delivering baseballs to the umpire? I could get behind that. Now we're talking a Star Wars night. Or get the umpires to duel it out in a lightsaber duel. That would be fun. The 3-1 into left field. That's going to be a base hit. Being waved around third is Alcantara. Coming up throwing is Hawk, but he'll throw to second instead. As Alcantara will touch home to take the lead, Lugo gives Salem the one-run advantage on the RBI single. Albert Feliz, he had a two-run single in the fourth inning, which we've debated heavily on this broadcast. Should have been a one-run single. But the delayed call by the umpire, Larry Pettis, runner breaks for second, pitches in the zone, the throw down, the tag, not in time. So Lugo swipes a bag. Not as delayed of a call, but still delayed. It's his 17th stolen base in the season. Salem has a chance to extend their lead even further. Artiles has that golfed. Deep left center field. Hawk looking up. And it bounces off the wall. Back into play. Around third goes Lugo. The throw comes into second, but nobody was there. And so Lugo will score without a throw. Feliz into second with a double. An RBI double, his third of the ball game. And Feliz has been mashing the baseball this series. And Lynchburg has had no response. Salem now leads it 4-2. As Framie De Leon digs in, an 0-for-2 night to his name. And the first pitch missed for strike one. If Hawk would have hit the cutoff, man, I think they may have had a chance for Lugo at the dish. He froze, thinking that it could be caught. So that missed out wide, 1-1. But instead, he just went straight to second with it. And there's nobody there. Now, where Pastrano was, I don't know. So that missed out wide, 2-1. But there was nobody covering second. Sadui ended up having to scoop it and then chase the runner back to second after he had straddled a couple steps off the bag. The 2-1 floats it in there, 2-2. Every time Feliz makes contact with the baseball, though, it seems to come off with a high exit velocity. So if he can piece it together and figure out how to do that consistently, boy, that's a good bat to have. Throw back behind the runner. They don't get him.
Artiles delivers the 2-2, and he strikes out De Leon for out number two. Second strikeout of the inning for Artiles, third of the day. As Nizan Zanatello, 0-for-3, will step in. Zanatello comes out swinging on the first pitch for strike one. Zanatello, one of the highest-ranked prospects for the Red Sox organization, number 8 on the list, 10 spots above the next man in line, Antonio Anderson. Zanatello skies it to left field. Hawk will charge in on it, and he makes the grab, and the inning is over. Two more runs come home. Albert Feliz picks up his third RBI as we head to the bottom half of the sixth. Lynchburg trailing at 4-2 on Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network.
The Virginia Commonwealth Games are back this summer in Lynchburg, Virginia, on the campus of Liberty University. Be a part of the tailgate party and opening ceremonies kickoff celebration. For more information, visit commonwealthgames.org.
The Lynchburg Hillcats are ready for a summer of fun with a fresh slate of weekly promotions for you and your family to enjoy. Every Tuesday, get a free ticket to the next Tuesday home game as part of our 2 for Tuesday promotion. Wednesday is Weenie Wednesday with hot dog deals each week, and Thursday will bring back our traditional Thirsty Thursday with drink specials all night long. On Friday, join us for Freebie Friday for a new giveaway each week. We'll have fireworks every Saturday night, and kids can eat free each Sunday during the season. Get your tickets today at Lynchburg-Hillcats.com.
Back inside Bank of the James Stadium for the middle innings, here's Connor Young.
Jason Prill here with you for the bottom of the sixth inning. 4-2 our score in favor of Salem. Connor Young, the PA announcer tonight. Salem taking the lead in the top of the inning after putting a two spot on the board. Boy, Albert Feliz has just destroyed the Hillcats all week long. The guy who hadn't been hitting the ball terribly well, who could have fooled anybody at Bank of the James Stadium. As Jason Churio takes upstairs for ball one. He has been on fire since the start of this series. He's got two home runs, a bevy of extra base hits. That missed in tight, 2-0. He's got three RBIs tonight. He had three yesterday. Series he would like to remember for a long time and hopefully carry with him into the Down East series next week. He's also been solid at first base tonight. Been a clean game defensively for both teams. Selmer Rodriguez-Cruz fires a strike in there. 3-1. He's closing in on 70 pitches. Right-hander. Gets Churio to check through it. Full count. It's probably a strike either way. That's what Churio's asking the home plate umpire, Zach Hovick. He steps out and calls time. Churio's got just as good of an eye as anybody in baseball. As he fights it off into the screen. He might argue that he knows the strike zone better than most umpires. He leads the team with 50 walks. Make it 51. So that'll bring the tying run to the plate the rest of the inning, as Esteban Gonzalez will be the first representative of that category. And out immediately comes Juan Rivera. He wasn't with Salem yesterday. We don't know where he was. It was Matt Wheeler, the assistant pitching coach, who was filling in for much of the game. Gonzalez has been the best hitter for the Hillcats all season after the loss of Angel Hanau. When Hanau got called up, we wondered, oh boy, where is the offensive production going to come from? Because Hanau is hitting in the mid-330s, and every out was a productive out. Felt like he never struck out. Everything was put in play. And Esteban Gonzalez picked up the baton that was left and has started running with it and has not stopped. He digs in with a runner aboard. The first pitch misses up and away for ball one. Churio, who was at first, was thrown out trying to steal second in the third inning to close out that frame. They throw over and he's in with a dive. We saw Brandon as he made his way back toward home plate, shaking out that right shoulder, preparing to throw. Churio takes a lead. And Gonzalez squares it up, but hits it into the bullpen. He was out in front. So we'll see if Churio tries to risk it again. Brandon's the one catcher for Salem that I probably would not run on. McIlvaney, I'd probably feel comfortable running on him. As the throw just barely behind Churio diving in. I mean, heck, Juan Benjamin ran on him in the 10th inning to third, and it went into left field. But Brandon, not as easy of a catcher to run on. Churio holds, it's out wide, 2-1. We've only seen Diego Villorio once behind the plate as he returns from injury. Runner takes off, and it's grounded toward first, and that'll move the runner into scoring position, but he's in a rundown. He took too big of a turn, and now he's in a rundown. And he'll be tagged out between third and second. Gonzalez, furious, tries to snap the bat in his leg. Can't do it. Churio took the turn, thinking he had an extra step or two or moment. But nevertheless, results in a double play. So Churio retired. Gonzalez retired, and it's a double play. To send Salem to their bullpen. We'll step aside and meet the new pitcher when we come back on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network.
How do you like to spend your summer nights? At the beach or at the ballpark? Why not both? Join the Lynchburg Hillcats at the DeMarva Shorebirds visit July 9th through the 14th. On Friday, the Limonadas de Hill City will return with a limited edition Limonadas-themed Hawaiian shirt. Still not beachy enough for you? Saturday will be a celebration of good times and good vibes with our annual Margaritaville night. Following the game, we'll let our cares blast away with a fireworks show. Get your tickets today at Lynchburg-Hillcats.com.
You've probably heard the old saying, the best things in life are free. But do you believe it? The Lynchburg Hillcats want to make sure you and your kids do. Sign your kids up for Southpaw's Free Kids Club and experience the best free activity your money can't buy. All Kids Club members receive complimentary tickets to five designated Kids Club games, Virginia 529 Fun Zone passes for the whole season, and exclusive autograph sessions with players. Kids 12 and under can sign up at Lynchburg-Hillcats.com to activate their Kids Club membership today.
You're listening to Hillcats Baseball on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network.
Elmer Rodriguez Cruz, we can officially close the book on him. A good day for him at the office. 5 2/3, 4 hits, 2 runs, 4 walks, and 5 strikeouts. As Connor Steinball will be the new pitcher for Salem in the 6th inning. Steinball, 2-2 with a 2.45 ERA, making his 11th appearance. 26 innings, he struck out 25, walked 11. As it finds the zone to Juan Benjamin for strike one. Benjamin has walked in both of his plate appearances thus far. Steinball. This is out wide, 1-1. Not an intimidating figure on the mound, 6'205". Stein is an undrafted free agent this year. The 1-1 is popped up, third base side. Brandon gives it a look, and it'll land out of play in the seats. One and two. Steinball trying to finish up the 6th inning. Lynchburg down 4-2. Grounder over toward first. Past the diving glove of Feliz and into the corner. Benjamin around first. He's digging for second. The throw gets in quickly from Lugo. As that'll be a two-out double for Juan Benjamin. And now the base-running mistake by Cherio looms large, because that would mean Benjamin would have been the tying run. But instead, it's still a two-run ball game. In steps Jose Pastrano. He singled in his last plate appearance. And then was caught in a double steal trying to come home. As that missed. No, caught the corner. Strike one. Like it might have been a bit outside, but nevertheless, what do I know? The 0-1. Pastrano tore the clubhouse down the third baseline. 0-2. So quick 2 strikes on Pastrano after Benjamin's double. Steinball checks second, and Benjamin breaks for third, but Pastrano, an awkward swing, goes straight through it. That ends the inning. We head to the 7th. Lynchburg trailing it 4-2 on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network.
Check out Creative Edge Design Incorporated for your signs, banners, and wrap services. We are a 3M certified graphics installation company backed by a 3M warranty, protecting your graphics against any cracking, fading, or peeling for over 10 years. Your graphics will continue to look exactly like they did on the day they were installed. Visit us at cedi.biz for more information. Creative Edge Designs, custom designs for you.
Hey fans, are you looking to disconnect and enjoy a perfect getaway? Well, let me introduce you to Crabtree Falls Campground. With campsites right on the river, 4 rustic cabins, and bathrooms with hot water, Crabtree Falls Campground is your place to stay this summer. Located just an hour drive from Lynchburg, Crabtree Falls Campground is just a half-mile hike away from the tallest waterfall east of the Mississippi. Visit www.crabtreefallscampground.com or call them at 540-377-2066 to book your stay.
Alongside Connor Young, here's the voice of Lynchburg Hillcats baseball, Jason Prill.
Book is closed on Renny Artiles. 2 innings, 3 hits, 2 runs, they were both earned. One walk and three strikeouts. Josh Harlow, the new pitcher for the Hillcats. Harlow, 4-2 with a 4.45 ERA. In just over 32 innings, he struck out 32 and walked 17. Harlow also pitched in game one of the series. As actually game two. He went 2 2/3, two walks, four strikeouts, no hits, no runs. As Antonio Anderson, the Atlanta, Georgia native, fouls it back to the screen. Harlow. That's a popped up to deep left field. Hawk settles in front of the warning track. Puts it away for out number one. Brooks Brannon. His turn at the plate. He was drafted out of high school from Randleman High School in Randleman, North Carolina. Birthplace of Greensboro, which isn't that far. Missed inside to Brannon. It's about a two-hour drive due south to Greensboro from Lynchburg. You just hop on 29 and keep going. That missed out wide. Two balls and no strikes. Brannon pops it up down the first baseline. Sidui straddles the line, makes the grab, two down. So two quick outs for Harlow as Nellie Taylor is 1-for-2 today, will step in. Base is empty, two away. Top of the seventh inning, Harlow. This is wine ball one. Lynchburg trailing it 4-2. They've already secured the split of the series with the Red Sox, but they're trying to win it for the third time this season. They've won each of the first two, 5-1. Just missed upstairs, 2-0. Already lost twice in this week to the Red Sox. Something they feel frustrated about. Harlow misses low with the slider. They feel like they had a chance at a win robbed on Thursday night. That's the mood around the team. Check swing. They appeal. He did not go around. Jordan Smith can't believe it. He slams his helmet. He is yelling at Zach Hovick. So is Tony Arnold. And he has been tossed. Jordan Smith was a minute away from getting the heave-ho, and Zach Hovick gave it to him early. And Jordan Smith has been on the edge of getting ejected all week. He has not been pleased with the umpires. But now both managers have been tossed this week. And I think Jordan Smith is going to get his money's worth. Zach Hovick getting an earful from Jordan Smith. Jordan Smith saying, how can he not have gone on that when his whole body turned toward the pitcher? Larry Pettis watching it. Jordan Smith about to walk away, gets back in the face of Zach Hovick. And he's yet to leave the field. So Smith will exit. And Jordan Smith still has some more words for Larry Pettis this time as he makes his way all the way past third base toward the Hillcats dugout. He got his money's worth. He had to say to everyone. And I can't say I blame him. It's been a frustrating week with these umpires, and right on cue as I was talking about it. And how frustrated he's been. He gets rejected. Popped up. First base sign, Sidui. They'll watch it land in the seats. Nellie Taylor walks, Malvern Alcantara at the plate. Both managers have now been ejected in this series. Lynchburg has seen a grand total of four. Throw over toward first. Jose Pastrano has been ejected. Not today, but in this series. As has Tommy Hawk and Manuel Mejias, though their ejections came after the final out was recorded. And probably a few more could have been tossed as well. Harlow throws it to the backstop. Down to second goes Taylor on the wild pitch. And I will not be shocked if there aren't a few more ejections along the line as well. As Tony Arnold wants to go out and have a word with Harlow, who's beginning to lose his cool. Two quick outs and then the walk to Taylor. And now Tony Arnold has brought Larry Pettis into the conversation, and he's heated with Pettis. He's yet to even turn to face Harlow. Now he looks. He made sure Pettis got all he could handle. And I don't think he's done yet. Here comes Zach Kovic. And now Arnold back to embracing the umpires. He's got a few more words before he exits stage left. Arnold walked the umpires off the field on Thursday night into the locker room and gave them an earful after how the game ended. It's been that kind of week. Check swing, they say he got a piece of it. First they just said it was a check swing, and finally after Rivas came up hobbling, they called it a dead ball. So 1-2 on Alcantara. We'll see if the ejection gives the team a little bit of extra motivation. Here's the two-strike pitch. Down and away, two balls and two strikes. It did not have that effect when Liam Carroll for Salem was ejected on Monday. In fact, it had the reverse effect. Lynchburg would score three in that inning and go on to win pretty comfortably after scoring three the next inning as well. The 2-2 pulled out his back foot. And Alcantara is retired for out number three. That ends the inning, not without its own set of fireworks. We head to the seventh inning stretch. Lynchburg trails it 4-2 on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network.
Scientech Systems is your technology partner. Whether it's business class internet, phone and TV, or their world-class IT services, Scientech is here to manage your technology needs so you can focus on what you love to do. Visit Scientech.com for a free quote today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
You're listening to the 30th anniversary season of Lynchburg Hillcats Baseball.
Lynchburg trails it 4-2 in the bottom half of the seventh inning. Bottom of the order due up Revis, Sadui, and Aldui. The three set to dig in. They're combined 1 for 6 so far. Aldui with the lone hit. Revis struck out and popped out today. As Connor Steinbaugh back out for his second inning of work. The right-hander pauses at the belt. And Revis takes a called strike. This is when Lynchburg has made their move this week. After the sixth inning, they've done most of their damage late in ball games. In their first strike, 0-2. That's not a way you necessarily want to play. But wins are wins, no matter when you score the runs. A two-strike pitch. Revis, an awkward swing. One away. Lexer Sadui will step in. Seems like the power has also faded a bit. Hillcats were hitting a flurry of home runs earlier this season. And it seems to have cooled down just a little bit. As the season has gone on, Sadui bunts it up the third base line. It'll land foul, 1-1. Don't know what to attribute that to. Maybe a change in the way that they've approached different pitchers, or whether it's a conscious effort to go with a more line drive swing. We just aren't seeing the same amount of home runs as we saw early in the year. They've been fewer and farther between. High and wide, at least here at Bank of the James Stadium, as it's 2-1. Because typically when the weather warms up, that's when you start seeing more power, not less. The 2-1 from Steinbaugh. Ground ball over toward third, past the glove of Anderson into left field. Sadui picks up a base hit, his first of the ball game. Sixth hit of the night. Salem still out hitting them 7-6. Neither team with an error. That's something we haven't been able to say much this season. Some changes on the base paths for the Hillcats coaching staff. Erlen Cerda has gone from first to third to coach. And Cole Nieto is coaching first base. As that's fouled away by Aldui in a bunt attempt. Last year, we saw Guy Lipscomb coaching, which was quite strange, if we're being honest. The 0-1, missing high and wide, one ball, one strike. When he went out injured after colliding with the center field wall, he never went back to rehab or recover. He stuck with the team the rest of the season until he came back. But when there would be an ejection or they needed a base coach, he was the guy that would jump in. I have no record of whether Guy Lipscomb has continued his base coaching legacy up at Lake County. But I can confirm he's been on a tear up there this season. Ground ball diving, stopped by Feliz. He'll go to second for one. They'll get the lead runner. And there's two down. Boy, Feliz has had a great series. He has done everything right at the plate and in the field as well, as Tommy Hawk will lead things and will send us back to the top of the order. With two down in the bottom of the seventh inning, Lynchburg still trailing it by two. Sun beginning to set on a throw over. And Aldui almost came off the bag. That's a tough play by Feliz. Is Sadui in your throwing lane? Runner breaks. The pitch is down and away. A good throw down by the catcher. And it pops out of the glove of Zanatello. There's Aldui into second. So Hawk, a base hit, could cut the deficit down to one. He's ahead of the count, 1-0. Aldui dancing off second as it just misses wide, ball two. I would be shocked if they send Aldui in this situation. The Hillcats are aggressive base runners, but not that aggressive. Here's the 2-0. In there for a strike, 2-1. With McIlvaney behind the plate, I'd say, well, maybe you send him. But with Brannon, he's got a great arm. Not worth the risk when you're down by two in the late innings. And a throwback to second as Aldui was dancing a bit too far off the bag. That same play got the Hillcats in trouble quite a few times yesterday. Three throwing errors in a center field on pickoff attempts to second base. The 2-1. High chopper toward first. Feliz will have to flip it to the pitcher. It's a foot race. And they got him. So the inning comes to a close. Lynchburg still trails by two. We step aside as we head to the eighth on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network.
The YMCA has been serving Lynchburg and the surrounding community for years. With two Central Virginia locations, the YMCA has plenty to offer for kids and adults alike. To join or check out one of the classes, camps, or programs offered by the Y, visit ymcacva.org or stop in at their downtown or Jamerson locations. The YMCA is a proud partner of Lynchburg Hillcats Baseball.
Are you a fan of fireworks or collecting sports memorabilia? Or maybe instead of the bar, you want to spend your nights at the ballpark. Whatever your passion, the Lynchburg Hillcats have a mini plan package for you. Make sure to secure your tickets for every Thirsty Thursday, Freebie Friday, or fireworks show Saturday with one of our dated mini plans. Craving more baseball? Sign up for our 30-game mini plan. Not sure what games you want to go to? The Hillcats offer undated mini plans as well. For more information and to purchase your 2024 mini plan, visit Lynchburg-Hillcats.com.
Alongside Connor Young, here's the voice of Lynchburg Hillcats baseball, Jason Prill.
We've reached the eighth inning. 4-2 advantage for Salem as Josh Harlow back out on the bump for another inning of work. He picked up all three outs of the seventh inning, only allowed one walk. Nathaniel Uten, Andy Lugo, and Albert Feliz, the three due up for Salem. Salem out hitting the Hillcats 7-6. Lynchburg trying to keep it within striking distance. Uten, 1-for-3, two strikeouts, both looking. As he lines it into left field, Hawk ranging over toward the line, one pitch, one out. Andy Lugo, his RBI single in the sixth inning broke the tie. He would eventually come around to score in the same frame. All runs have come in pairs today. As the first pitch spins him out of the way, ball one. Harlow suffered an injury his final year of college. probably would have been drafted higher had it not been for the injury. As a healthy hack from Lugo comes up empty, 1-1. Hillcats have used him mainly out of the pen. And they've turned to him as their closer quite a few times. He's 4-for-5 in save opportunities. 1-2. He seems to thrive off of the high-stress situations. Went through a spell in late May and throughout the month of June. The Hillcats are hoping he's turned the corner. The 1-2 from Harlow. Try to drop a slider in at the knees, but didn't get it to wrap all the way around. 2-2.
We have Chelsea's phone in the promo booth. Chelsea's phone in the promo booth.
The 2-2. Off the end of the bat, flared into center field. Going to be a long run for Churio. He's charging in. Slides. Did he catch it? Yes! What a play by Jason Churio. A dead sprint. Lost his cap. And went into a sideways slide and got his glove underneath the ball right on the grass. And there's two away. It's those types of plays that you hope can maybe spark something at the plate as Feliz takes down and away. Albert Feliz, he just missed hitting another home run. His would have been his third of his week. And his last at bat, he was going for it there. He swung through it. He's got three RBIs today. He actually had four RBIs yesterday. Seven RBIs in two games is a good mark. 2-1. That missed inside. Heck, you take seven RBIs for a series, let alone 2 days. That's not all Feliz has done. As the 2-1, good slider in there for a strike. He's had a hit in every game he's appeared in this series, and he's scored a handful of runs as well, apart from the RBIs. The 2-2 from Harlow. Got him. Went high with the heater. Feliz couldn't lay off, but couldn't touch it either. We head to the bottom of the eighth inning. Lynchburg trailing it by 4-2 when we come back on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network.
Wondering how to buy tickets to minor league baseball games? Look no further than the Bally Live app. Download Bally Live today and you can buy tickets to your favorite minor league baseball games and watch in person. Can't make it to the ballpark? We got you. Watch every minor league baseball game for free on the Bally Live app all season long. Pick your favorite team, track stats, chat with friends, and earn rewards in the game center. Download Bally Live from the app or Play Store today.
We get it. Finding activities for groups can be difficult. The Lynchburg Hillcats want to make your life easier with our special group outings packages. No matter your group, spend the night out at the ballpark enjoying baseball with your favorite people. All group ticket packages come with discounted tickets, a PA and video board welcome, and the possibility for first pitches and on-field activities. Want to make the night extra special? Sign up for a group picnic and let the Hillcats take care of the details. For more information on groups or picnics, visit Lynchburg-Hillcats.com.
You're listening to Hillcats Baseball on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network.
Video board. To learn more about the Community Champions Program, please reach out to us at 434-528-1144. That's 434-528-1144.
It'll be Ralphie Velasquez to lead things off in the bottom half of the eighth inning. Lynchburg trailing it 4-2. Another beautiful sunset at Bank of the James Stadium. It doesn't get any prettier than this. Baseball, beautiful sky, the Blue Ridge Mountains in the background. It's perfect. Off the end of the bat into right field, charging hard as the right fielder. And it hit the ground first. Lugo charging in. He's mad. He's shaking his hands. Out comes Liam Carroll. He wants to have a word with the umpires. They're going to discuss it. Ralphie standing on first for the time being. And they agree. It was on the ground before in the glove. Liam Carroll has an extra word or two. Lugo throws a fit in right field. And the Hillcats have their leadoff runner aboard. So he breaks his 0 for 3 night. Lugo was adamant that he caught that. As Jason Churio takes a call at strike 0-1. More adamant than I've really ever seen an outfielder before on a catch. But both umpires agreed that he didn't catch it. Hillcats aren't going to argue. The 0-1. Flare shot into center. That's dropping for a base hit. Velasquez towards second. A late slide, and he's in there before the throw. He had to hold on the liner. Taylor tried to fool him by putting the glove up near his head as if he was going to make the grab. But then played it on a hop, and Velasquez had to put the hustle on. So now the tying run is aboard for Esteban Gonzalez with two away in the eighth inning. Gonzalez, 1 for 3. He's the go-ahead run. That misses out wide, ball one. Connor Steinbaugh still out there. I don't see any action in the Salem bullpen, so it will be up to Steinbaugh this inning. He's only at 25 pitches. He's been effective. Ground ball over towards second. They'll twist to second for one, back to first, no throw, and they'll throw it over to third to see if Velasquez makes a turn. But he wisely just plants his foot on top of the bag and says, I'm not moving. So Churio retired. Velasquez down to third. Gonzalez at first. The fielder's choice. Juan Benjamin. He's been aboard every time. Two walks and a double. Gonzalez at first. He's the tying run. They throw over. I would be shocked if they keep Gonzalez at first for long. He already has one stolen base on the day. It's 34th of the season. He takes off for number 35. The throw down. It's a good one. It pops out of the glove. Velasquez breaks for home. Gonzalez will hold it second. And Lynchburg cuts the deficit by one. They weren't trying the double steal. But for the third time tonight, Zanatello has it pop out of his glove on a throw down. This one got far enough away that Velasquez was able to take off for the plate. And it's a one-run ball game with the tying run in scoring position. In there for a strike, 1-1 to Juan Benjamin. So the aggressive base running pays off again. Another stolen base resulting in good things for Lynchburg. I don't know how Zanatello lost that. Awkward chopper towards second. Backpedaling is Alcantara. He'll flip on to first, two away. Looked like Zanatello had the ball in his glove as he went to go show the umpire. And then as he brought it up, he just flipped it into shallow right field. Jose Pastrano will step in. Runner at third. That's the tying run in Esteban Gonzalez. A conversation between Brandon and Steinbaugh before this big at-bat. Lynchburg now down 4-3, trying to tie things up before the ninth. For some reason, Nathaniel Uten playing catch with his own glove in left field. Just never know what you're going to see at the ballpark. Gets boring and lonely out there. Probably the loneliest position besides pitcher. Pastrano tops it toward first. Feliz will take it himself and beat Pastrano to the bag, and the inning is over. So Steinball dodges a big inning, but still the Hillcats cut into the deficit. It's a 4-3 game. Salem in front as we head to the ninth on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network, and the Hillcats will make a pitching change when we come back.
If you haven't planned that vacation yet, start by checking Lynchburg Regional Airport. With our great round-trip airfares to many popular destinations, flying from Lynchburg is easy and affordable. Offering daily departures on American Airlines to Charlotte with connections to over 170 nonstop destinations worldwide. To check airfares and book tickets, visit flylyh.com today and click Book Now. Prices are subject to change without notice, and certain restrictions apply. Advance purchase is required and availability is limited. Your close and convenient connection. Check Lynchburg first.
How do you like to spend your summer nights? At the beach or at the ballpark? Why not both? Join the Lynchburg Hillcats at the Delmarva Shorebirds visit July 9th through the 14th. On Friday, the Limonadas de Hill City will return with a limited edition Limonadas-themed Hawaiian shirt. Still not beachy enough for you? Saturday will be a celebration of good times and good vibes with our annual Margaritaville night. Following the game, we'll let our cares blast away with a fireworks show. Get your tickets today at Lynchburg-Hillcats.com.
Alongside Connor Young, here's the voice of Lynchburg Hillcats baseball, Jason Prill.
Durrett Parup takes over for Josh Harlow on the bump. Harlow goes two innings of work, no hits, no runs, one walk, and two strikeouts as Para pitches for the second time this week. Para, 1-0 at the 3.94 ERA. He's made seven appearances, 16 innings, 12 strikeouts, three walks. Para will get an automatic strike advantage as De Leon took too long to get into the box, and he has some words for Zach Harlow. Excuse me. Not Zach Harlow, Zach Hovick. Two completely different guys. The 0-1. Bunting it right in front of home plate, and it's a foul ball as it sat right on top of home plate when Rivas touched it. Probably to their advantage because he knocked it straight into the field of play and made it a tougher play on himself. Earlier this series against Salem, Parra went two innings of two-hit baseball. No walks, no strikeouts, and no runs allowed. So De Leon back into the box for the 0-2 as he tops it towards short, and a collision! Benjamin and Aldui collide on a ground ball up the middle, and that's Benjamin's ball every day of the week. Aldui a bit too over-aggressive. And thankfully everybody's okay. Aldui just put his head down and tried to cut off Benjamin. There's a point in time where the third baseman has to cut off the shortstop, but on a ball that's closer to second base with the shift on, that's the shortstop's ball. The first pitch is up and in, the throw down, taking off the tag. Did they get his back foot? Yeah, they did not. As into scoring position goes De Leon. Benjamin probably had the best play on that baseball. With the angle that Aldui was having to run, If he's taking off straight toward third base when he cuts in front of the shortstop, that's your ball. If he's moving directly towards second, that's the shortstop's ball, at least in my opinion, on a play like that. Line foul by Zanatello. Now, I could be wrong. And judging by some of the responses to a comment I left about the safer out call the other night, plenty of people will gladly tell me when I'm wrong. The 1-1, 1-2. To Zanatello. Benjamin rubbing out his left shoulder after the collision. So now it'll leave it up to Parra. He'll have to work himself out of trouble. The 1-2. High and wide. Two balls and two strikes. 94-mile-an-hour fastball from Parra. It's trouble that he didn't put himself in. But nevertheless, he finds himself in it. First error on Lynchburg tonight. Each team now with one after Zanatello's error. Last inning. He swings through it. First strikeout for him tonight, an 0-for-5 day for Zanatello. As Antonio Anderson over 4 as well, steps into the box. Brooks Brannon will have a chance at the dish. He's on deck. A two-hit night for him. Snap bounced in there, ball one. De Leon in scoring position. Lynchburg trying to keep it a one-run game. It's 4-3 in the top of the ninth inning. They throw back behind the runner. And he's back in with the dive. We've seen Lynchburg go with that move quite a few times this week. And quite honestly, it's caused more problems than it's solved. The 1-0 by Parra. Good breaking ball. Anderson thought about it, but it's ball two. Anderson, as we mentioned, from Atlanta. He's drafted out of high school. Something that the Red Sox feature a lot of at this level. He took a big swing, 2-1. Whereas Cleveland has made a poignant effort to draft college guys recently. Or Boston seems to have gone more the high school route. That misses low, 3-1. A walk is not the worst case scenario here, but it does make Brooks Brannon a bit more excited for his at-bat, having two aboard. A 3-1, good slider. Anderson wasn't anticipating it. It came in at 79. It's a big speed differential. You go from mid-90s to 79, 80. It'll keep you off balance. Runner on second, the payoff pitch. But first, a throw back. Parra checks, fires, and it caught the foot of Anderson. So it'll be a hit-by-pitch. Would have been ball four. Probably better that it was a hit-by-pitch, because that keeps De Leon at second. But Brooks Brannon comes to the plate. He's 2-for-4. Two singles tonight, and a single here would get the run back that Lynchburg was able to scrape across in the bottom of the eighth inning. Parra nods at the sign. And the first pitch finds the zone, strike one. That was 94 on the fastball. A lot of games this week have come down to the wire. This one, not any different. Brandon foul down the third base line. Strike two, as Abel Brito will chase it into the corner. Runners on first and second, one down. Para checks, delivers. All the way to the backstop. The slider got away from him. And down to third goes De Leon. Into scoring position goes Anderson. And the infield will have to be pulled in with two strikes on Brandon. And this is not the guy you want to pull the infield in on, because he can barrel up a baseball just as well as anybody else, maybe apart from Albert Feliz in this lineup, at least in terms of exit velo. The 1-2, high and wide, 95, 2-2. Parra. Battling, and gets him. Brandon's hand slipped off the bat, and he comes up empty as he chased a slider in the dirt. A big second out. That allows the defense to pull back a little bit for Nelly Taylor. It was the same situation, different batter. Two down, two in scoring position. The ground ball that was fielded by Benjamin could have either ended the inning, but they called him safe, but it took forever and two runs scored. This down and away, ball one. That was strike one for this umpire crew tonight, at least from the Hillcats viewpoint. Parra, the 1-0. Spun him out of the way. Taylor had to get out of there in a hurry. Runner fakes down the third baseline, the 2-0. This is downstairs, 3-0. If Taylor gets aboard, it'll be Alcantara, who you can imagine would still like some payback from being hit in the side of the head earlier tonight by Yorman Gomez. The 3-0. Ball four. A four-pitch walk to Taylor. Loads up the bases. As Marvin Alcantara will get his opportunity, but not before Tony Arnold wants to go out and have a word. Parra should be out of the inning. The collision on the infield between Aldui and Benjamin has kept this here. That allowed De Leon to reach. He's now at third. Anderson, who's at second, he was hit by a pitch. Would have been ball four, so no harm, no foul. And Taylor reached on a walk. Otherwise, two strikeouts for Parra. It's a force out at any base. Parra trying to keep it a one-run ball game. 4-3 our score. Salem in front, top of the ninth inning. Marvin Alcantara with an opportunity to bust it open. Base hit does just that. A walk extends the lead with an insurance run. First pitch, he pulled out his back foot on a breaking ball, strike one. Parra got him to do it again. Strike two. The slider has him fooled. Back-to-back sliders to open up the at-bat. How does he come back with a fastball? Parham looks, rocks, fires. Chopper towards short. Benjamin will take it himself to throw across the diamond. Sanui can't scoop it. It was a low throw by Benjamin. Sanui new to first base this week. Couldn't pick it off the dirt. In to score is De Leon. Down to third goes Anderson Taylor into scoring position and Alcantara aboard. Tough break for Lynchburg. They were out of the inning in a one-run game. Now they're down by two, and Nathaniel Uten with a chance to extend it. Calling a strike. 0-1 as Uten went through the zone. It'll be the bottom third of the order. Revis, Sadui, and Aldewey due up in the ninth. This has been the exact same score we've had going into the bottom of the ninth inning each of the last two ball games. The 0-1, grounded foul, strike two on you. They say history repeats itself. Well, it has repeated itself at least two times already. And a chance for a third. The only difference tonight is the Hillcats were able to score off a starter. The 0-2 pitch to Uten. Trying to go backdoor with the slider, but not close enough to get Uten to chase. Barra looks in. Here's the pitch. Got him. He gets out of the inning, but not before Salem tacks on one more. The throwing error by Benjamin allows an insurance run to be stolen right back. It's 5-3 for the third straight night as we head to the ninth. Connor Steinball will continue on the bump when we come back to the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with the events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
The Battle of 460 returns as the Lynchburg Hillcats face off against the Salem Red Sox July 1st through the 6th at Bank of the James Stadium. Join us for Independence Day celebration on Thursday with the biggest fireworks show in the Hill City. This year, we'll be honoring the historic Bedford boys with specialty jerseys. Come back again on Friday as we give away a Hillcats patriotic cap. Then on Saturday, we'll turn our attention to a galaxy far, far away with the Revenge of the Sixth. Get your tickets today at Lynchburg-Hillcats.com.
Alongside Connor Young, here's the voice of Lynchburg Hillcats baseball, Jason Prill.
Bottom nine, 5-3. It's a situation we found ourselves in for three straight days. Game number one of this three-game stretch. Salem got the win. They threw out a runner at home to end the ball game. It would have been a tying run, but the home plate umpire, Zach Hovick, called him out. He's behind the plate tonight. Yesterday, Lynchburg tied it up after trailing 5-3 coming into the bottom of the ninth inning. And they would win it in extras. The rubber match of this 5-3 streak taking place before our very eyes. 1-0 to Revis as it misses out wide. Revis singled in his last plate appearance. As the 1-0. Act him off. 2-0. Steinball still out there. He came on to start the sixth inning. He's up over 30 pitches. It'll be Revis, Sadui, and Aldewey. The 2-0 Revis got a piece of it, but also got a piece of Brandon behind the plate. Base runners, base runners, base runners. That's been the story. Steinball out of Akron. Akron zip. Down and in, 3-1. He did pitch earlier in this series. He went one inning, two hits, one run, two strikeouts. He's into his fourth inning of work tonight. The 3-1 misses wide, ball four, and the Hillcats will bring the tying run to the plate in Lexer Sadui. It feels like we've watched this unfold before. It's just a matter of which story will come to fruition. I see local WSET anchor Dave Walls has his camera set up down the third baseline. He's not missing any of this finish. A lot of eyes on this battle of 460 as Sadui takes a call and strike 0-1. Salem will head to Down East. At the conclusion of this ball game, Lynchburg will remain at home as Delmarva will come to town. Both of those series begin on Tuesday, each team with 2 days off. The 0-1 by Steinball. Sadui pops it up. Shallow left, going to be a tough play. Uten and Anderson converging. Uten makes a basket-style catch in foul territory for out number one. Revis held up at first as Aldui will step in. He's been aboard twice, a single, and he reached on a fielder's choice. Hillcats is trying to avoid a double play. Tommy Hawk waits on deck. He wants to extend his 22-game on-base streak. He's 0-4, but he's hoping to get a chance here in the ninth. Aldui swings through a breaking ball in the dirt. Strike one. Revis takes his lead. The 0-1 misses low. Aldui laid off, 1-1. Steinball will flip on over to first. Revis back with a dive. It's a quick move, but Revis read it. Just a reminder, Jordan Smith was ejected earlier in the ballgame, so Cole Nieto now coaching first. Erlen Serta coaching at third. The 1-1. Aldui fooled again on a breaking ball, 1-2. He calls time to catch his breath. Lynchburg leads the series 3-2. They've already secured the split. And with the eyes on Fredericksburg, they lead Delmarva 4-3 in the bottom of the eighth inning. Nationals looking for a sweep. The 1-2. Aldui helped him out. All three that he swung through were balls. That'll leave it up to Tommy Hawk. He's the last hope for the Hillcats. And out comes the pitching coach, Matt Wheeler, the assistant pitching coach, that is. As they want to make sure Steinbaugh is good to go. There is an arm getting loose in the bullpen for Salem. My guess is that's if Hawk gets aboard and they have to face Velasquez. Because Velasquez just missed barreling it up in his last plate appearance and caught it off the end of the bat. So they may just be doing a stall tactic to give that pitcher time. Can't see exactly who it is. It could be Max Carlson or Michael Sansone. Tommy Hawk, the last hope for the Hillcats. He's riding a 22-game on-base streak. He's yet to extend it to 23. Runner on first, two down, two-run ball game. First pitch low, ball one. Steinball has been on since the start of the sixth inning. His pitch count up over 40. The 1-0 gets away from the catcher. Brandon can't find it. Oh, it caught Hawk. Hit him on the top of the foot. Revis may have been able to go all the way to third if that was a pass ball, because Brandon was slow hopping up out of his crouch. Well, that'll leave it up to Ralphie Velasquez. Boy, what a spinning image of two nights ago. One run in scoring position, the tying run at first, and Tommy Hawk, Velasquez at the dish. He swings at the first pitch and fouls it away. Hawk was at first on Thursday night when he was thrown out at home, trying to score on a Ralphie Velasquez double by Taylor in center and Alcantara, the cutoff man. The 0-1. Velasquez spits on it down low. One ball, one strike. Steinball sets, checks, fires. Velasquez pops it up on the infield. Anderson, Brandon converging. Anderson, the third baseman, makes the grab in foul ground. And that's all she wrote. Ball game comes to a close. Lynchburg falls tonight 5-3 as they split the series with the Red Sox here this week. We'll step aside and recap it when we come back in the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network.
Lynchburg Hillcats are ready for a summer of fun with a fresh slate of weekly promotions for you and your family to enjoy. Every Tuesday, get a free ticket to the next Tuesday home game as part of our Two for Tuesday promotion. Wednesday is Weenie Wednesday with hot dog deals each week, and Thursday will bring back our traditional Thirsty Thursday with drink specials all night long. On Friday, join us for Freebie Friday for a new giveaway each week. We'll have fireworks every Saturday night, and kids can eat free each Sunday during the season. Get your tickets today at Lynchburg-Hillcats.com.
How do you like to spend your summer nights? At the beach or at the ballpark? Why not both? Join the Lynchburg Hillcats at the DeMarva Shorebirds visit July 9th through the 14th. On Friday, the Limonadas de Hill City will return with a limited edition Limonadas-themed Hawaiian shirt. Still not beachy enough for you? Saturday will be a celebration of good times and good vibes with our annual Margaritaville night. Following the game, we'll let our cares blast away with a fireworks show. Get your tickets today at Lynchburg-Hillcats.com.
The final out has been recorded, and it's time for us to recap the ball game. Coming up on the Hillcats postgame show, we'll scan the scores from across the league and give you an update on the Carolina League standings, along with previewing the next game. But first, to cover the box score and name tonight's Hillcat hero, here's Jason Prill.
Back inside Bank of the James Stadium as the Hillcats fall tonight 5-3. Connor Young back with us. Heartbreaking loss tonight's Hillcat hero. He's gotten it the last two nights, but I think it's fair to give it to him one more time. Juan Benjamin, he had a 1-for-2 day, a double, and also two walks and a run scored as Benjamin has pieced together a really solid series. There's nobody who really dominated for the Hillcats tonight, but it was nice to see Tommy Hawk extend his on-base streak up to 23. He also had Jordan Smith get ejected, and just an all-around tough night for the Hillcats, Connor.
Really was. That on-base streak for Tommy Hawk feels like it's never going to end at this point. He just keeps rolling. But, yeah, offense for Lynchburg was hard to come by these last couple of games, especially today. All series long, but especially, I would say, these last two games, it really feels like the top of the order kind of was MIA at times. Even when the Hillcats were finding success, it felt like it was when we were getting to the Juan Benjamin part of the order, whether that's in the middle around 6 or even lower 7, 8, 9. And I think that was, again, the case today, where even when the top of the order was coming up in a close game, you didn't have that much faith in the guys the way they've been rolling, and hopefully Ralphie, Tommy, Jason Cheerio can turn that around heading into the Delmarva series next week.
Well, to recap tonight's game, Lynchburg finally scored off a starter for the first time since Monday night. They scored two in the second inning after Lexer Sadui grounded into a fielder's choice and Fran Aldui drove another one home on an RBI single. An RBI single. And then in the fourth, Salem would tie things up after what the Hillcats would argue was an unfair play caused by Larry Pettis, the umpire, who took way too long to call safe and allowed a second runner to come home to score. And that really felt like a shift in the ballgame as the Hillcats got a little bit frustrated and lost some of their composure. Two more runs would come home in the sixth inning by Marvin Alcantara and Andy Lugo as Albert Feliz continued his excellent day and week at the plate. Three more RBIs today. And then Lynchburg would tack on one in the eighth. And then Salem would steal it back in the ninth, and the Hillcats would bring the go-ahead run to the dish in the ninth inning, but could not scratch any across as they would fall 5-3 here this evening. I think for the Hillcats, though, they have 2 days off, a new umpire crew coming to town.
Yeah, that's a big one.
And I think we might see a different story against Delmarva this time out.
Yeah, fingers crossed. Delmarva, much like Lynchburg has had Salem's number this year, Delmarva's kind of had that when it comes to their games against Lynchburg this season, so the Hillcats, much like Salem was able to do in some respects, hoping to turn the tables on that next week as they really want to keep in the top 2-3 mix in the Carolina League second half standings. Of course, it's still early, but you'd like to put yourself in the best spot when you can come back after the All-Star break and regroup and hopefully secure yourself a playoff spot.
We will find out on Tuesday. For that matchup, Connor Young will give you all the details for that one when we come back on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network. And he'll also take a look around the Carolina League to see what's happening this evening. One more time for me, though. 5-3, the final score. Salem knocks off Lynchburg and splits the series with the Hillcats. I'm Jason Prill saying good night, God bless, and go Hillcats.
You've probably heard the old saying, the best things in life are free. But do you believe it? The Lynchburg Hillcats want to make sure you and your kids do. Sign your kids up for Southpaw's Free Kids Club and experience the best free activity your money can't buy. All Kids Club members receive complimentary tickets to 5 designated Kids Club games, Virginia 529 Fun Zone passes for the whole season, and exclusive autograph sessions with players. Kids 12 and under can sign up at Lynchburg-Hillcats.com to activate their Kids Club membership today. We get it. Finding activities for groups can be difficult. The Lynchburg Hillcats want to make your life easier with our special group outings packages. No matter your group, spend the night out at the ballpark enjoying baseball with your favorite people. All group ticket packages come with discounted tickets, a PA and video board welcome, and the possibility for first pitches and on-field activities. Want to make the night extra special? Sign up for a group picnic and let the Hillcats take care of the details. For more information on groups or picnics, visit Lynchburg-Hillcats.com.
You're listening to the 30th anniversary season of Lynchburg Hillcats Baseball.
Five to three, the final. It was a close series all throughout here in the Bagley James Stadium this week. Both in teams going game for game, eventually ending in a split, but also feels like just about every game we had, apart from one, was pretty close down the stretch. Tonight, though, Salem, they do secure the sweep as they will take three along with Lynchburg taking their three as well. But let's take a look around the Carolina League this evening and see how things are shaking out. We are in the first finish here in the Carolina League as some games even going into extra innings. As that's where Myrtle Beach and Charleston find themselves in the bottom of the 10th inning. 10-10 score. They look like they could be headed for the 11th. Salem Lynchburg 5-3 here at the Bagley James Stadium. 6-0 win for Augusta over Columbia. Kannapolis, they beat Fayetteville 9-8. And Delmarva drop another 4-3 against Fredericksburg. In the standings, Fredericksburg currently in first place with Lynchburg in second. 3.5 games out of the top spot. Carolina at 7-7. Their game has not concluded, but they got a good chance to win that one. And in doing so, tie Lynchburg at 8-7 for the second spot. Salem 7-8. Delmarva in Down East 6-8. Salem 4.5 games out of first. Delmarva in Down East 5 games apiece from the top spot. Charleston 9-5. Columbia 9-5. Kannapolis 7-7 in the South for the top three. Charleston and Columbia tied for first. Kannapolis 2 games out of first place. Augusta, Fayetteville 6-8 apiece. 3 games out of the top of the South division. Myrtle Beach 6 games out of first place at 3-11. Well, that was one series in the books. Don't worry, we got another one coming up for you in just a couple days. The Hillcats, they'll have Sunday and Monday off, and they don't need to worry about travel. They'll be staying right here in the Hill City as they get ready to host Delmarva. Now, the Shorebirds and the Hillcats, much like Salem and Lynchburg, have squared off in their fair share in 2024. However, Delmarva has had their most success against any team in the Carolina League this year over the Hillcats. That's a team that they've really, for whatever reason, been able to piece things together against, where for the majority of every other team in the Carolina League, they have had a lot of trouble, as Delmarva has the worst overall record in the Carolina League this season. Although their second half start was promising, Fredericksburg has since kind of sucked the life out of Delmarva as the Frednats have gone on a run against the Birds. Season series is 10-4 in favor of Delmarva, and the last time these two teams paired up was in Delmarva, 8-4 in Salisbury, Maryland, I should say. That was an 8-4 win for the Shorebirds on June 9th. Lynchburg, they're hoping that they can put the pieces together against Delmarva in a six-game series for the first time this season and steal one away from the Birds. But for Jason Prill, I'm Connor Young saying so long and good night from Lynchburg, Virginia, where the final score for one final time is 5-3 Salem. Thank you for tuning in to the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network, and good night from the Hill City.
Thank you for tuning in to Hillcats Baseball on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network. Make sure to stay up to date on all the Hillcats news and notes by following the team on social media at LYN Hillcats. Fans can purchase tickets at lynchburg-hillcats.com. Be sure to tune in to our next game on the Hillcats Radio Network through our video feed on MILB.TV, MLB.TV, and Bally Live, or on our free audio stream at lynchburg-hillcats.com. Special thanks to the Cleveland Guardians, the Elmore Sports Group, and General Manager Matt Ramstead. For Connor Young and Jason Prill, I'm Staff Announcer Mitch Balla saying good night from Bank of the James Stadium. This broadcast has been a production of the Lynchburg Hillcats and Minor League Baseball on the Lynchburg Hillcats Radio Network.